Roy Nicker, the Royal Correspondent at the Sunday Times, thank you very much for joining us at the end of the show today. Thank you. Appreciate it. But she's not the last person to come on. It's 12:58. We've got a few seconds to spare for John Holmes.
Hello, Richard Madeley.
I've been hearing your trail all morning.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't listening,
obviously. How are you, though?
I've had a really good time. This
have
is
you?
Such fun, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Paid, not much, but you've been paid to have fun.
It's not BBC level, is it? Heaven's sake.
Well, it's not taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
What are you doing now?
What are we doing? Well, we're going to talk about this cyberbullying story, you know, this online hate thing with the CPS and so forth. We're going to talk about that. We've got the usual things we do because, you know, we've had 2 weeks off, so we're back. So we've got the diversity paper review. That's our nod to diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, Richard. The papers are reviewed, but each day a different diversity does it.
Great, great.
There
great,
it is. So we'll be doing that. And also Chris Packham's coming in as well to talk about things.
Okay. Mm. What things?
Just things.
Packham-ish.
Packham-esque things. Haircuts.
Well, have a great show. And are you back tomorrow?
Of course.
So will we have to do this again tomorrow?
Yes.
Have to share airtime?
Yes.
I don't like sharing airtime.
Don't you? Well, give it up.
Listen, everybody, thank you so much for listening. It's 12:59, so that's my 3 hours done. I will be back tomorrow, and I'll be back on Wednesday as well. Had loads of messages from you, but we've been just pushed for time. We haven't been able to read any of them out. I've had a lovely time, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at... what time do we come on? 10 o'clock. See you then.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bar. Shorts were shorts and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 100mm Rockwall sound insulation slabs for only £14.99 ex-VAT per 2.88 square metre pack. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after one, good afternoon. It is Monday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Welcome back. Spain death toll rises. Hate crime to be taken more seriously and Big Ben's last bongs.
Talk Radio.
The Catalonian government says the number of people who've died following last week's twin terror attacks has risen to 15. Police in Spain are warning the main suspect is dangerous and could be armed. Terrorism expert Professor Eric Moonman has told Talk Radio it's wrong to think of terror attacks as becoming the new normal.
a much stronger line to saying to our community, this is the skirmishing of a war. War is not going to be occurring in the way in which we've known in the past. It's not going to be 1939. But I think there's a softening up and the way in which certain people come forward and do the harm and damage.
A man is being questioned by French police after a vehicle hit two bus stops in different parts of Marseille. One woman has died and another is injured after it happened this morning. Plans to punish online hate crimes as severely as face-to-face incidents are being welcomed by a children's charity. The NSPCC says crimes on the internet affect some children more seriously than those in real life. The government has published two more position papers giving details of where Britain stands with the EU after Brexit. Ministers say the documents are aimed at giving businesses and consumers certainty and confidence. A search is underway for 10 sailors who are missing after a US destroyer collided with an oil tanker east of Singapore. Four others were flown to hospital after it happened last night. And hundreds of people gathered in central London at midday to hear Big Ben chime for the last time in 4 years. The clock tower will fall silent except special occasions to allow for renovation works. One MP jokingly dabbed his eyes with a handkerchief.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Oh, for God's sake.
You're not sad about Big Ben?
It's a clock.
Yes.
That's so. And also, that was quite funny there when we heard the last chime of Big Ben, but with the news bed music running underneath it, which I like to think of the future of Big Ben. When it comes back, it makes it sound more urgent.
Maybe they'll upgrade it.
Don't you think? If you sort of Big Ben just had this. Well, this is the weather one now, isn't it? Yeah. Is it slightly different? Or is it the same?
I think
it's the same.
I think it's the same.
No one would bother changing it. It's too much
switch
work.
Effort, yeah.
Yeah. But have we got that, Josh? Have we got that Big Ben clip again? Have you got that Big Ben clip? Because with this music under it, I think it just gives. Gives time and urgency that was previously missing. What do you think?
You can hear the applause.
Kind of like that. You got some weather?
Yeah, I do.
All right, then.
Okay. Hit us. Sing it.
Oh,
sing an intro.
She got the weather, she called Victoria, she getting with us, called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Rain in the northwest, brightening up elsewhere, feeling warm in the south. The highs are 24 degrees.
Great. Now, Victoria is, of course, back with bonus news.
Yes.
At 3:30 every day, we bring you news that otherwise isn't covered because it sort of gets looked over. It's there because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news. Today, at 3:30,
vegetable news.
Well remembered. If that's where we left off last time, I wouldn't have.
Cornelius had
I wouldn't to have remembered
fill
that.
Me in earlier.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Oh, fine.
I made sure to look it up because I knew what would happen otherwise.
Yeah, we know.
You're trying to avoid having animal news, aren't you?
No, I just want to make sure that we're up to date with the latest vegetable news.
There was a really good vegetable story while you were away, John.
Are you going to incorporate it?
No, because I've already ran it on air.
Oh.
As in part of the real news.
Wow, that's big.
I know.
What was it?
A woman lost her engagement ring, and then 10 years later, she found it because a carrot grew and it was kind of stuck on the middle.
A carrot grew through the ring.
Yeah.
And now she's married that carrot.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't missed that. Right then,
sport?
Yes, who is it?
Ben Fletcher.
Ben Fletcher's got the sport. Here he is, it's pre-recorded, obviously.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Toby Gillis. Sir Mo Farah says he doesn't
anticipate being given
the chance to wear a great
jersey
again. He's quitting track athletics to move
on
to marathons.
It's Toby
says
Gillis.
Unless he starts winning at the new distance
that means
quickly,
Ben hasn't bothered to record
he doesn't
the
think he'll represent his country anymore. Now, you've got some good players at your disposal. Get them coached. The message to Rafa Benitez from former Newcastle midfielder Joey Barton this morning as the club's boss continues to bemoan their lack of investment this summer. The Toon have lost their opening two Premier League matches of the season, prompting Rafa to call for new signings again. But Barton told the Allen Brazil Sports Breakfast the manager should do his work on the training pitch.
It doesn't help when the manager's out there moaning. He's clearly not happy with the situation. That definitely festers into the pitch. Yes, they do need investment, Al, but also, you know, you've got some good players at your disposal. get them coached.
And could a 60-cap England player play rugby union for Germany? It's something Toby Flood is considering. He's not played for England since 2013 and says after realising he qualified for Germany through his grandfather, he'd love to help grow the sport in the country. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. You've missed things, but what you haven't missed yet is someone being audibly sick.
I'd much rather see that.
Throw it over, and it could well get into Victoria's mouth.
It's this mouth.
Just stop talking.
No. So, there's that. Cornelius has got a reaction now.
Yes,
coming.
John.
Yeah! Thank you very much indeed. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got charm bracelets and cream puffs. Why do we need tongues?
That's what I was about to say.
That's a heavy petting zoo. Could the second coming of Christ be soon? We're going to leave it
what?
There. I don't know. We're going to leave it there. I'm John Holmes and you're listening to
Ken Dodd.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
And we're back. Good afternoon to you. Hello. I am John Holmes, rightful owner of the 1 till 4 bit in the afternoons on the UK's 32nd most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. It is Talk Radio. And yes, we are back. Back, like, to the future. Or gammon. Or in the summer of 69. Or a laureate, the internationally recognised education achievement for students aged 3 to 19. Back. Welcome, then, on the day of the total eclipse across America already, of course. You may have seen this in the news. Ahead of the eclipse later, now we've got factions of anti-eclipse demonstrators in America right now. They've been marching on the area of totality across Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia and South Carolina. They are marching all day. The alt-left radicals, they're threatening to tear down and dismantle the eclipse. As it happens, they say it is an unsuitable reminder of the dark times, a literal reminder, actually, of dark times, and eclipses have no place in the modern world. Now, left-wingers have denounced the moon as a Nazi for blocking off the sun's light, yet Donald Trump has not condemned the moon. This is controversial. He hasn't condemned the moon on its own. He says that the sun is also involved in the celestial event, and there is fault on both sides. So that's what we're getting all the way from America at the moment. Protesters in Virginia have been throwing stones and their own urine at the moon. They've clashed with police, as they have said they will kick and punch the eclipse the moment it arrives, despite it not even being visible in its entirety in Virginia. Authorities and the clangers have called for calm. Now, obviously, we will keep you up to date, as I say, as the story unfolds this afternoon, as it makes its way across the path of the news. But hello, welcome. As I say, feel free to browse through today's programme, where you'll find the following content that we've lovingly prepared for your afternoon delight. Headline Hijack is back, of course. If you are not familiar with that, here's how it works. You get to make the news up. It's fake news and we embrace it, my friend. We take it from you and we put it into the actual news as real. at 2 o'clock. Get it to us. Maybe it's a sentence or two. That's all it is. A sentence or two. A couple of paragraphs here and there. Fire them over when ready. Because one such load of made-up guff will be in Victoria's mouth at 2 o'clock. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And in the middle of the actual news, she will just say your lie as truth to those who aren't listening to this bit and therefore they'll believe it. Here's how you get in touch with us. 8722.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
There we go. There's a hard Paddington-style stare into the papers. The news and so forth. That is our diversity paper review. That's coming just after 2 o'clock today. It is where we invite different diversities each and every day to review the papers, making us the most diverse programme in broadcast. There's the Monday Mystery Quiz today. That is where you could win £5,000.
No, you cannot. That is a lie.
£5,000
available. Is not available.
Available before 4 o'clock this afternoon. All you have to do is identify. Today's a mystery song quiz. Identify the mystery song correctly. £5,000.
Is not available or in any type of form from this game.
£5,000 in the mystery quiz.
We just do it to fill a bit of time on a Monday.
The Monday Mystery.
We don't have a budget for it. Monday Mystery.
Work experience punditry later, as well as work experience Ricky today, goes through television for us. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will take all your reactions. Not just one or two of them, but all of your reactions, please. It's a talk radio station. It's what we thrive on. Your reactions are like catnip to us. Of course, you can get those reactions to us in the usual ways. And don't forget as well, Talk Radio's medieval reaction firing equipment that we have deployed around the country today. It's the Talk Radio Reaction Catapult, designed as the medieval ones on wheels. It's more of a trebuchet, if I'm honest. But
Where is it?
Well, it's outside a supermarket car park. Actually inside the car park, if I'm honest. Outside the supermarket
That's
itself.
That's where the road is.
Yeah. And it blocks the road. They wouldn't put it there. Next to the bottle banks. You'll see it. It's branded with Talk Radio colours. It's got Julie Hartley Brewer's face on one side and Ian Lee's on the other, because they're the popular ones. So, Cornelius, a reaction has already been fired in.
Yes, we've just had this. Uda, uda, at chichiwa has come in from Iggy Azalea. Thank you, Iggy.
Thank you, Iggy. Otherwise, send us what you're thinking on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And to answer your question, it's outside a Londis in Harrow.
A Londis with a car park?
I know! They're posh in Harrow. There's the return, as previously indicated, of Victoria's bonus. And on the day that Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, who sounds like a Lynx deodorant flavour, Elon Musk, signed an open letter to the UN calling for a ban on the weaponizing of robots. So today we play band or robot. Plus, we bring you hot guest action as TV's Chris Packham will be joining us on the programme anyway. Ginger Dave is not producing. Assistant producer Harry, Asprod Harry.
Harry is through
the...
Hi there, everyone.
Hi, Harry. Harry.
Hello.
Basically, surrogate northern window is what you do.
It's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Harry's doing that. Josh is on the button today. Hello, Josh.
All right, John.
There we go. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius is there.
Yeah, I've turned up.
Yeah. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. And we need to get you to... Oh, a bit of a warning, by the way. Today's programme does contain flashing images. Now, we need to get to today's big story. And the way we do that on this programme is by bringing you the gift of music. Somehow, the thing I'm about to play links to today's big story that we will be discussing, of course, in depth. But the question is how? It's a little play-along-at-home quiz. The clue is either in the title or the artist of what I'm about to play. Cornelius is going to play along in here. See if you can work out today's big story.
Back.
But somehow this song links to the story that we're going to be talking about next. But the question is how? It's Imagine Dragons. It's time. A breakthrough single from a couple of years ago. Cornelius, how does it link to today's big story then? Imagine Dragons.
Well, it's pretty easy today,
yeah,
John.
It's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not time to begin, it's time to end.
Yes.
John, Big Ben.
Ah.
Big end.
Yes. Big end of a bell.
Yes.
In many ways, isn't it?
I didn't think of that.
Okay. Ironically, because you are one of those.
No, but, come on.
Yes. It's not that.
Is it that story?
It's not that story. It's not that story.
I thought we were going to do that.
No, it's not that story. No, it's not.
Okay.
No. Guess again. Imagine Dragons.
Is it, Dragons? Dragons in the news?
Ah.
Really? Am I close?
You're warmer
dragons
than you were
aren't
with
in
Big
the
Ben.
News. Is it someone that you're describing as a dragon?
No.
King Arthur.
No, let me tell you what it is.
The
it's
Welsh.
It's very simply this, right?
The Welsh are rising up.
No. It is that, in the old days, people, when home computers first came in, you had your Commodore 64, you had your Spectrum, your ZX Spectrum, some people had Atari computers, some people had a BBC Micro, other people had a Dragon 32, a Dragon 32. And it's so long ago, you can only imagine that now, can't you? You can probably imagine that.
A Dragon. You can only imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Fish of the band.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, the story is about online hate crime. About computers, isn't it? Online hate crime. A Dragon computer is a computer for the purposes of this. Imagine Dragons links us to today's big story. And we're going to be talking to a guest next about online hate crime on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
And here's Now TV, streaming Man City v Everton live today. With the game changing Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Incredible.
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you for just £6.99, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
I found a nippy runaround in red. The dealer mentioned credit, so I said I had it done and dusted from a website that I trusted. Car Finance 24/7's what I said.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 27p each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Are you watching?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M6 is heavy north, past an overturned vehicle between junctions 32 and 33 near Goldgate. One lane's closed there. Queues are back to 31A. An accident on the clockwise M6 is causing delays as you approach the Swinton interchange at junction 15. Lane 4 of 4 is blocked. There is an accident near Stafford on the northbound M6. That's causing delays as you move towards and through junction 14. And it's still looking slow moving on the northbound side of the M5 around Somerset near Western Supermare after early problems with a broken down vehicle. I'm Jarena Adams.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius, aren't there? Loads of reactions coming in on the reaction line that we have opened up here. It's just open now, so you can react to this programme and indeed the news anyhow you want. So the number is easy. It's 87222.
Start your message with any word you'd with the word talk.
Right. Well done.
Bit rusty.
2 weeks off, and that's what happens, isn't it? All right. Or you can start your message using Twitter.
Start your message for any word you'd like.
Right. Should we talk about today's big story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about today's big story. As MPs bow their heads due to the quietening of a clock seemingly gathering in front of the tower to, I don't know, pay their respects to some mechanism or something. Yeah, didn't exactly see you bowing your head when that other tower was in the news, you know, the one that burned down. Get your priorities right, MPs. Anyway, haven't you got better things to do? No, you haven't. Oh, you're on a summer recess, so... Anyway, I might be there attacking MPs on the radio, but if I abused them online, I could now be open to prosecution. Online hate crimes should be treated as seriously as abuse committed face-to-face, says the Crown Prosecution Service. That's new guidance they've issued to prosecutors. The internet and social media is basically these days, and I have checked the figures, it's 50% porn, 10% videos of cats being amusing while watching porn, and the rest is simply idiots and unpleasant people hurling hate at each other across the void. On the line is Sue Jones. She's the CEO of Ditch the Label. Hi, Sue. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Tell us about Ditch the Label, Sue.
We're an international anti-bullying charity, and we're also pro-equality, and we work with young people 12 to 25.
So this is very welcome news.
It, very much so. I mean, for us, we understand the impact that, you know, trolling, etc., can have on social media. If that goes into hate crime, this is hugely amplified. If you have a person that's experiencing in their day-to-day life hate crime, and then that goes onto an online platform as well, there's no escape. And we know that the impacts are really severe on how they affect people, so this is very welcome. We do think that people that perpetrate that abuse, they obviously do need help as well. But obviously you have to protect people if they're experiencing, you know, really serious hate crimes.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I assumed, foolishly, that this was already in place as legislation. I thought it was, because hate crime is a crime, I figured it would just have spilt over onto social media anyway.
Yeah, well, it is generally covered by the law, but this is the first time it's been specifically isolated as it will also be taken as seriously and looked at as in just as important way. We do have one of the sections of the Communications Act 2003. You can already get sort of jailed or get criminalised for sending messages which are grossly offensive.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that they've actually said we're going to look at hate crime online as a separate issue.
So does that mean there will be a separate legislation for it, as it were?
I think at the moment we haven't got enough details to know if it's going to be a separate legislation, but I think it's going to be mentioned separately and treated just as seriously. So rather than saying, well, that didn't happen in person, they're basically acknowledging the impact.
Yeah.
Because it is hugely amplified for a lot of people. Because if you have many people, regardless of their age, if you're experiencing it offline, there's no escapism. You can't even go onto an online platform if you're also experiencing it on there.
And it, in terms of it being such a widespread problem, because it makes the news a lot, doesn't it? Recently, the MPs, of course, Diane Abbott particularly, and many, many more, get this kind of racial abuse online,
yeah,
and sexist and gender attacks and all this kind of stuff. And is it that there's that the thought that people do it more online because it's sort of anonymous?
There is an element of, I think we've become slightly desensitised, because certainly in our schools we don't teach, there are some really good schools that do it, but in general media information literacy isn't taught and how to be a good citizen online. So we basically handed over the internet to people and there's no rule book for it. So consequently, a lot of people aren't seeing people on the other side as real. Well, of course, we know the impacts are very real. And if you're reading this stuff day in and day out, And a lot of people are very vulnerable. And if you have someone that's being targeted on the basis of their sexual orientation or a disability, their gender, their colour, this is hugely impactful because, you know, we obviously want people to feel empowered and, you know, feel great about themselves and not have to go online and read this stuff.
One of the specifics I was reading about this morning is that these online attacks on bisexual people. And that's been sort of pulled out of this news story in a way and highlighted, hasn't it? That's a specific one they're talking about.
That's right, because certainly within the law, it's still to catch up, but anyone who identifies as transgender, you know, the law is slowly catching up and they recognise that there are slightly different areas in which it can help you and if you identify as either lesbian or gay. But bisexual so far has not been separated as an issue, which are quite different because there's so many misunderstandings about what it even means to be bisexual and sort of, you know, how that can, because you don't necessarily fit into one community or the other.
Yeah, and is that right? And again, I was reading that a lot of the bullying online for bisexual people comes from gay people and lesbians.
I don't know specifically if it comes. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me to say who it comes from, but it certainly comes from lots of people. I mean, we've probably all heard people say things like, oh, you know, make your mind up, or you're just being greedy and this sort of thing. So ultimately, whoever it's coming from, it's really damaging for people because that is their identity. They aren't one thing or another. They are bisexual, and that is it. It's an identity of its own.
I get that kind of abuse at a buffet. So in terms of where it goes from now then, when does this start to come into play? I mean, if people...
Are you asking how long we've got to abuse people online?
That's my question. No, I'm not. When does this legislation, as it were, get pulled in? When are the prosecutors going to start prosecuting this specific kind of thing?
We haven't actually been given all the dates yet, so I actually don't know whether this is starting from now, but we will need to look into that. But certainly I think it's going to make a lot of people feel safer, and certainly us at Ditch the Label, it's going to be helpful to us when we're speaking to people to be able to say to them, look, this will be taken more seriously, because hate crime is a very specific thing, and it's far different and far more serious than somebody just sort of writing an unpleasant comment about you. It goes far deeper than that. So any of these things are always welcome, and it will help us to help young people.
So thank you very much indeed. She's the CEO of Ditch the Label, as she was saying there. And I agree that I hate crime. So it's good. Right, in the next bit of the of any sort, by the way, in the next bit of the programme, we will be having a guest action, I think, before 2 o'clock. Chris Packham, off of the telly and stuff, will be joining us. And also to come on the programme, well, there's the Diversity Paper Review. That'll be after 2 o'clock, and Headline Hijack is on the way. But at just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The death toll of last week's twin terror attacks in Spain has gone up to 15. The main suspect being hunted is a 22-year-old Moroccan national who it's believed drove the van that ploughed into crowds in Barcelona. It's thought he might now be in France. Meanwhile, it's understood the suspected ringleader of the attacks had links to one of the 2004 Madrid bombers. Dr. Afzal Ashraf is a counter-terrorism expert.
It's very important not to assume that every time an attack occurs, there was something we could have done to prevent it. Usually, there is very little that could have been done. There is just what you could do to reduce the risk of a reoccurrence.
North Korea's leader says military exercises being carried out by America and South Korea risk triggering a nuclear war. Kim Jong-un says the US is pouring gasoline on the fire as tensions tighten in the region. Earlier this month, President Trump pledged to answer Pyongyang's aggression with fire and fury after its biggest nuclear test to date. French police say a suspect whose white van hit two bus stops and killed a woman has been treated for psychological problems. The 35-year-old was arrested this morning in central Marseille and has been questioned. It's not being treated as terrorism. Prosecutors say some types of online abuse in England and Wales will be treated as seriously as offences which happen in person. It's part of new guidance on handling hate crimes, which include details to help disabled and bisexual victims. And hundreds of people have gathered in central London to hear Big Ben bong for the final time in 4 years. It's fallen silent to allow for renovation work, although the famous bell will still ring on big occasions like New Year. The weather, rain in the northwest, brightening up elsewhere, feeling warm in the south with highs of 24 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
How will it bong on special occasions like New Year?
I'll just put it, like, make it happen.
They'll just make it happen.
Just make it
happen. But if they can just make it happen on special occasions like New Year, why can't they just make it happen every quarter of an hour?
Because people's hearing will be destroyed because it's very loud. So if they want the restoration work to take 4 years, which seems like a long time, if they did allow the bell to ring, it would take a lot of effort
but they're not at
to
work.
Reconnect the bells all the time and then disconnect
the bells.
You know, it's just not practical.
No, but the workers aren't working 24 hours a day, are they?
I'm not aware of their shift patterns.
Right.
I mean, it's only just started.
Because it could bong when they're not in at work, on their day off, say.
Yeah, but still, it's a lot of work to get it all up and running again, John.
Well.
I think you're being selfish.
Well, you know, I'm very sad about it, like the MPs.
Yeah.
My idea was that all the MPs should be made to wear headphones that just bong every 15 minutes, so then they get their bongs that they so desperately want.
Yeah.
And everyone else is happy.
Or, what if, and this would help unemployment levels, we employ people to follow MPs who miss the bongs around with bells.
Yeah.
Or Morris dancers. Now, they're practised at this kind of thing.
They are, yeah.
So what if we take off the little jingly bells that Morris dancers have and attach sort of
Big Ben's
cathedral bells to the legs of Morris dancers? Oh, you're such a naysayer.
Yeah. You're such a NIMBY.
Thanks.
I think she does. What?
You can explain that one to me off there because I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on air.
Yeah. Good.
I can write it down.
No.
I'm going to write it down. Look, what I meant by it was this. You called her a what?
A NIMBY.
Yeah.
And not in my backyard.
Yeah.
Oh. It's really bad handwriting.
Okay.
Let's see.
No.
Hey! John.
Okay.
That's completely unprofessional.
Let's move on now because of the weather.
You're
weather.
Terrible.
Is the weather? You've done the weather.
I've done it.
She's done the
That's
weather.
You start
Let's play
talking.
A trail quickly, for one of quickly, Talk Radio's quickly, excellent shows.
Quickly.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. And welcome. If you're just joining us, what you're listening to is Talk Radio. On a Monday afternoon. In around 24 minutes' time, I'm going to say 23 minutes' time, if that's more accurate, which it is, you will find that Victoria will be back with the bulletin, and in it will be a made-up news lie. We call it Headline Hijack, and we invite you to make the news up. Fake news writ, not just large, but also via text and tweet, and you can send them to us. One of yours will be in the news at 2 o'clock. That much I can guarantee, masquerading as actual truth, because it's there to confuse the people who aren't paying attention to this bit of the programme. That's how we do it. So, Cornelius has been gathering the headline hijacks like they were nuts in May.
What?
Just read one out.
Yes, this is from Michael, who says, a group of male computer engineers at the University of Wigan have made a breakthrough discovery over the weekend when they finally plucked up the courage to talk to members of the opposite sex. Oh. The men, who were quietly minding their own business in the corner of the student unions, one of them decided he was going to approach the netball team, who were also there having a drink. The team captain told Talk Radio earlier that the boys were very nice, but they don't see the relationship going any further.
Who's the name?
Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
That's a good interview on Richard Madeley's show, actually, earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, with the
I captain. Like Richard Madeley.
Have you met him before?
Yes.
I've worked with him before.
Do tell.
So I have been on This Morning with him.
With Richard and Judy?
Yeah.
That was a while ago. You must have been about one.
I was about 8 or 7,
right,
having my hair cut, because I used to be a child model.
Well, that's not true.
Well, no.
I mean, 50% of that is true. You used to be a child.
Yeah, I'm still a model.
And
thank
still
you, John.
I'm still a child, many. Anyways, but...
Yeah, so I once got my hair cut on This Morning,
yeah,
and dressed as Peter Pan.
Right.
And Richard Madeley, we were watching the clip over the weekend, said that my name was very exciting. He's like, that's a terrific name, he was like.
Have you reminded him of this fact now?
No, because I'm too nervous about
well,
it.
Well, I'll tell him tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's cool. He's a very nice man, though.
He's lovely.
Where have you met him before?
Oh,
did you get your hair cut with him?
I didn't get my hair cut
with... What Disney character did you dress
as? Well, I didn't do that. Wasn't what happened.
Really?
No. I met him... I can't remember where I met him. I've met him a couple of times, but I can't remember where. I have been
memorable
on This Morning.
Have you?
Yes, not with him, though. With Philip.
Oh, with Phil and Fern.
Phil and Fern.
And was it Fern or Holly?
I can't remember. I think it might have been Fern. I don't know. But I sang Happy Birthday to Philip Schofield.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I mean, it was his birthday. I mean, it wasn't anything weird. It was his birthday.
So,
they employed me to jump out of a cake and sing Happy Birthday.
We've both had weird experiences. I've been on This Morning loads just through a close contact. That right. whenever they needed a child, they yeah. picked me. So I was once in the titles over a Christmas period as a shepherd.
Right.
So yeah, I was a child star once, dressed as a page boy next to, who's it? The Earl of Bath, the guy who's Longleat Safari Park.
The Marquis of Bath.
Yeah, is it him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on with him.
Right.
Lots of testing toys once. Once danced around a farmer singing The Farmer Wants a Wife. I had a great career as a child
were
on telly.
Dressed as a wife? Have you ever appeared on television as a child? Let us know.
No, on This Morning.
Oh, no.
I don't care if you've been on the right stuff.
I've been on... All right.
Don't care.
8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with, I was once on This Morning.
Or television as a child.
No, not television.
I'm widening it out. No. This Morning does count, but I'm widening it out to crap telly.
Oh, it's not... How dare you.
Anyway, so... That's what, yeah, get in touch with that. Oh, and more headline hijacks, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You've got about 20 minutes. The lines are open, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Go and dance around a farmer. Go and dance around a farmer. It's Talk Radio in the
farmer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The Sky Variety Bundle is bursting with great entertainment. Enjoy explosive big screen drama like Game of Thrones, exciting documentaries on Nat Geo, and a whole range of brilliant kids shows. So, for a bundle that's bursting with brilliant TV, join or recontract with the Variety Bundle. Down from £32 to £25 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, new 18-month contract, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. Payment by direct debit, further terms apply.
Ooh, did you tap our new Tesco club card?
Let's assume I did. Why?
Because when we use it, we collect points that we can put towards flights and holidays.
Mm, so buying these nice biscuits...
They're not nice.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely.
Yeah, and they're also Nice biscuits.
Okay, yeah. So could buying these nice Nice biscuits get us to, Nice? I mean, nice. Nice.
Precisely.
You mean precisely.
The new contactless Tesco club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
Back in my day, a perfect hat-trick was a left foot, a right foot and a header. Nowadays, it's when you back the first goal scorer with Betfred's Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven. If your player scores first, then gets the second, we'll double your odds. And if they bag a hat-trick, we'll treble your odds. Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven, now available in play. Whenever you bet, Betfred.
In-play applies to online and mobile customers only. Single bets and selected matches only. Max return exclusions and conditions apply. 18+. Visit in-store or betfred.com/promotions for more information. Please bet responsibly. GambleAware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All traffic's been held on the M6 in Lancashire. This is for the recovery of an overturned van northbound between junctions 32 and 33 near Goldgate. Queues back to 31A. With an accident on the clockwise M60 bringing your speeds down as you approach junction 15 for the Swinton interchange. Congestion back to junction 13. The northbound M6 past Stafford still looks very heavy, 13 to 14 after earlier problems there. And finally in Dorset, southwestern services between Dorchester South and Weymouth are currently at a stand. That's because of a major power supply failure in the area. I'm Joanna Adams.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And of course, before we talk to Chris Packham, there's the small matter of the news, because there's a hell of a lot of it. I don't know whether you've noticed. The path of the news today going right across the centre of America. Of course, the news is about 70 miles wide and the news can only be viewed from certain states totally. Other people, certainly in this country, only get a partial view of the news. But we like to take the news and we know it's... Well, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
And we're here to help, because what we do is we take the news and we... Well, we run it through the gauntlet of Japanese poetry because we feel that makes it easier. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Lethal sausages cause liver failure, going out with a banger.
Yeah, the news in haikus. Just in case the news isn't clear to you, Chris Packham.
Yes, that's right. I've got it, going out with a banger.
Yeah,
very good. Very good.
Yeah. Anyway, look, lovely to see you, Chris.
Indeed.
We've tried to get you on a few times to talk about various things, and it's never quite worked out, but I'm glad you're here. How are you, first of all?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. Been quite busy. Been making programmes, one about T-Rex for Christmas for the BBC, so that's going to be good. I've always wanted to make a programme about T-Rex.
And can you leak any of that to us now?
It's a bit of Metal Guru, and there's a bit of Solid Gold Easy Action, and there's a lot of paleontology.
Good.
So, it's good. But basically, what we're doing is we're looking at the science behind the dinosaur.
Yeah.
So rather than, you know the sort of filmic dinosaurs that we see in Jurassic World and Jurassic Park, we're looking at the truth that we know at this point in time. Of course, paleontology is pretty flexible and we're learning a lot more quickly given new technologies. But we found out some remarkable things about this dinosaur.
Right.
Which we're going to put together.
That's
and
it.
We're going to build one out of, in CGI so that people get an idea visually of what this animal probably really looked like.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like what the Jurassic Park thing at all.
No, it doesn't at all. It's going to redefine T-Rex. But I mean, what the most interesting thing for me, I mean, I'm 56. I got into T-Rex when I was about five. So I've had 50 years of T-Rex, and in my lifetime it's changed more than it has in the last 65 million years. Because when I was a kid it was grey, it was dull, it was stupid, it dragged its tail around in a swamp, you know. But now we know that it was a dynamic animal, and,
right.
You know, with some extraordinary physiology.
Feathers?
Feathered, yeah, certainly. Well, not feathered in the sense that, you know, don't think, you know, chicken feather, pigeon feather,
yeah.
But plumes. Very similar sorts of structures.
Are they going to have to go back and redo Jurassic Park and Jurassic World in light of your research?
Well, do you know what? They knew that it had feathers when they came to produce Jurassic World. In fact, they took quite a lot of criticism from paleontologists for not feathering the dinosaurs. But they said it wouldn't fit in with the creatures that they'd already had already featured in their genre. But that really, you know, upset all of us, to be quite honest with you, because we wanted to see it as we now know it should have looked.
Yeah. And was it as vicious as its reputation?
Oh, well, we're talking a phenomenal predator here. Yeah. You know, it's got the largest bite force to ever record for any animal on the planet.
Thank God for that, because if you'd said no, it just sucks leaves.
This was an animal you certainly wouldn't want to meet. I mean, it undoubtedly slowed down when it became an adult because it got bigger. But as a youngster, you know, a sort of prepubescent T-Rex would have given any yob a run for his money. I mean, you know, this would have made the Millwall fans of the 1970s look pretty lame.
Which is more dangerous? See how I now professionally turn this round. A tick or a T-Rex?
A tick, because T-Rex is sadly extinct.
There we are. Good answer.
And ticks are, you know, blood-sucking parasites, which are on the increase in the UK because of climate change.
Yeah.
So our milder, warmer, wetter winters means that we're getting a greater overwinter survival of these animals. Their populations would have been checked by harsh winters and hard frost, but that's not happening as regularly now. So I've been working on a thing called the Big Tick Project for the last few years, and we've mapped the distribution for the first time of ticks in the UK, looked at where all the species are living and how many there are, and we found, in fact, they're all over the UK, from the north of Scotland to the south of England, and equally in our towns and cities as much as they are in our countryside.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you think about ticks, you see, they don't really have a habitat. They're not a grassland animal, not a woodland animal, not a moorland animal. Their habitat is their host. And their hosts in the UK are principally the animals we're concerned about, mammals. So whether they're wild mammals, foxes, badgers, deer, or domestic animals, you know, sheep, cats and dogs, wherever those animals are, there will be ticks, and there's lots of cats and dogs.
And do they pick them up, though, in the, you know, because they, where are they hanging out? They don't jump from animal to animal, do they?
No,
do they?
They would very rarely jump from animal to animal. I mean, what happens is the tick hatches wherever the adult tick has dropped its eggs, invariably in grassland.
Yeah.
And it climbs to the tip of the grass, right on the very tip, and it hangs out there with its four limbs stretched out, and they are especially adapted for clasping mammalian hair, and anything that brushes against it latches onto. So by definition, if you're walking with your dog, it's more likely that they will get onto your dog because the hair's easier to grip than it is your trousers or your bare legs.
Yeah.
And also the dog's more active in that environment. So, you know, one of our principal concerns is the welfare of our pets. Because, you know, these animals are now active throughout the course of the year due to this change in climate. So 365 days of the year, all over the UK, whether you're in a town or a city, your cat and your dog is exposed to the animal. And they because they're a blood-sucking animal, just like mosquitoes transmitting malaria, they can transmit diseases to your pets, Lyme disease being one
of them. Well, this is,
of
course, in the news today, as we know. So this is Matt Dawson, who was out walking. Is this right?
He was training on in Chiswick. Yeah. Again, you know, not in the wilds.
He's not in a jungle.
No, of the Lake
District.
And
he contracted Lyme disease.
He did.
And it's altered his life.
Yeah.
He had to have heart surgery.
In human terms, it's an extremely debilitating disease. It affects people in different ways. He had heart surgery, and others it goes into the neurological system. I know someone who's had it who now has very poor short-term memory. They were over the disease. But it knocked them out of action for a couple of years. We're talking months in bed. Huge disruption to work and family life, of course. So it's a disease that we definitely want to avoid. So firstly, we avoid it in our pets preventatively.
Yeah.
So we can take our cats and our dogs to the vets, and they will offer a range of treatments. Depends on which breed of dog and which breed of cat and your lifestyle. But they can be sprays, spot-ons, collars, all chewable tablets that, you know, you give every 4 to 12 weeks. And these will prevent the ticks from biting, and therefore they can never transmit disease to your pet.
Yeah.
There are none of those treatments available for us humans. We've got to be diligent in a different way, and that is that we've got to obviously monitor ticks that we find on us. So if you're out walking, it can be anywhere, as I've said, and you see a tick on your trousers or your skirt, you can remove it. But when you get back from that walk, look for those which have got beneath the clothing and are potentially on.
And as a kid, I remember our pet dog, you know, having a tick, and my dad saying that's not what it was, and then obviously there was a trip to the vets and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether it's just that I haven't noticed them, but I kind of associate them, I did associate them, certainly until now, with that sort of environment. Because I just haven't seen one for a long time. Yeah. Am I just not looking in the right place, or have I just been lucky?
Well, no, I mean, I think if you, I mean, if you have dogs and cats, you're more likely to happen across them, or if you're interacting with wildlife. I mean, I see them on many creatures that I photograph. We were looking at this year on Springwatch at stoats, and we were looking at a family of stoats, and they're very young. I mean, these animals were like eight to maybe 10 weeks old, and one of them had a large number of ticks around its ears where it couldn't groom them off. So you do see them if you're in that sort of environment. Yeah. And I think, you know, particularly if you're a dog owner and you're walking your dog in areas where there are lots of other dogs. So favourite dog hotspots around London, you know, places like Wimbledon Common, Richmond Park, any of those parks where, there's a bit of rough grassland and bushes and so on and so forth, and you're running dogs, you're going to encounter ticks these days. And as the key thing is that the populations are increasing rapidly due to climate change.
Yeah.
So our purpose really is an awareness campaign. We can't get rid of ticks. We don't want to get rid of ticks. You know, they play a valuable role in our ecology. I rather admire
them. What do they do in the
ecology? Things eat them to start with. Yeah. I mean, birds will eat them. Other invertebrates will eat them. But, you know, through the biting that they do, they transmit diseases. And whether we like it or not, diseases play a role in the ecology of many species, including ourselves. So, you know, they're there to keep the balance. Whatever, even if we did want to eradicate them, it's not feasible to do that. So what we're having to do in the UK is learn to live with these animals at population levels that people have lived with in France and Germany and the Netherlands for a number of years. And there, when it comes to, you know, awareness of pets, awareness of looking after ourselves with regard to Lyme disease, it's much higher. People are used to it. It's part and parcel of their everyday life. You know, they've been living with them, so they know how to avoid that sort of problem. We just did a survey here, following on from our mapping project, and we found that the good news was that 8 out of 10 cat owners and dog owners knew that they could potentially transmit diseases to their dogs and cats and to humans. But 1 in 5 humans thought those diseases could be gonorrhea, measles and cholera.
It depends what you're going to do with the tick, I suppose.
I suppose it does. But you know, never. And then 40, you know, nearly 50% of people thought that if they'd found a tick biting them, the first thing they should do is go to the GP. And, you know, with respect, our GPs are, you know, underpaid and overworked, and we don't want to waste any more of their time. So you should really only attend the GP when symptoms present.
Yeah.
And you should very strictly monitor those symptoms. And again, it's about awareness. You know, what should we be looking for? Because if it's not diagnosed early, when it's very easily treated and there'll be no problems whatsoever, then you get into Matt's situation where it wasn't diagnosed in time.
And he got very ill indeed.
And he became very, very ill. And that's what we need to avoid through better education.
I want to talk a bit about wildlife in general, because that's obviously, you've been doing this for a long time. You said T-Rex interest at 5, but from there it just snowballed. And, you know, from the really wild show and everything else. And how did your interest in it all begin? I mean, if you started with dinosaurs, did it, and then it was kind of...
No, but pre-dinosaurs, my parents say that I was crawling around the garden and just picking things up and putting them into pots and, you know, and tadpoles into jars and ladybirds into matchboxes. And it was all that sort of stuff, you know. And we had a very small suburban garden in Southampton, but I could still go on safari there at that time and find lots of stuff. And then I'd be over the fence at the back of the garden and I'd be catching slow worms and that sort of thing. My parents had no sort of natural interest in it, but they fostered my interest. They allowed me to fill my bedroom full of tanks and jars and smelly old skeletons and bits of rotting animal.
Yeah. And it was either going to go one way. It was either this or a serial killer. That was essentially your future.
Well, you know, there is a connection, actually, between people who practice dissection. Section taxidermy and serial killing.
Psycho.
I can assure you both and all of your listeners that I gravitated to a degree in zoology and nothing more unpleasant.
Good. And also, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty in controversial stuff as well, of course. Because did you get arrested? Was it Malta?
Yes,
the bird—that's
right.
Protection, wasn't it?
They're illegally killing birds out there, which I and many other people don't approve of. And so we've been visiting Malta and Cyprus
as well. That's been in the news this week as well.
Yeah, to raise awareness of the fact that this, you know, illegal killing is going on, and it's on a grotesque scale. So in the Mediterranean basin, every year about 22 million migrating birds are killed, and in Cyprus it's particularly bad because 15,000 birds a night—that's 15,000 birds a night—small migratory migratory warblers, black-caps garden warblers, are killed on one of the British sovereign bases there.
Yeah.
So the reason we're going is to, again, raise awareness of this so that we can ask people to complain to the MOD and to the base police and ask them to take more effective action to stamp out this criminal behaviour. And there's no ambiguity about it. This is illegal behaviour. So, yeah. You know, the platforms that I seem to, you know, provoke controversy about aren't really controversial because, you know, I will always take as my foundation, you know, good scientific knowledge or no ambiguity about the fact that the law is being broken.
So why do they keep... Oh, they don't paint you
why
with the black
Why did they arrest
boy
you?
Well, they arrested me because the policeman was undoubtedly, I should imagine, a good friend of the hunters or had some connection to them. And we were in the process of exposing some illegal activity there. These are close-knit communities in Malta. And as a consequence, they weren't taking too kindly to us filming a cage full of birds that were being kept illegally.
Yeah, all right. We've run out of time. We could talk about this for a very long time. I did need to tell you one thing, though, because my wife told me I had to tell you this, was that when she was at school, because she used to watch you in the Really Wild Show, she got off with a boy called Glenn because he had the same hair as you, and she fancied you and your hair. So that's what I have to tell you.
I don't know whether to be flattered or horrified.
I don't know
story
either. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway,
it's a long time ago, though.
But there we are. Anyway, look, thanks so much for coming in.
No, pleasure.
And
could I just say give you the website details?
Oh, please do.
Yeah, because the whole tick thing is something that, you know, I'm particularly concerned as a dog owner and someone who spends a lot of time in the countryside. So, you know, and people do. You know, it's good for our health, mental health, and physical well-being. We should be taking our kids out for walks in the countryside. Ticks are going to be part and parcel of that in the future. So visit Big Tick Project, no gaps, just bigtickproject.co.uk, and there's a lot more information about the peril there, but also how not to panic and just deal with the fact that these animals are on the move.
Please tell me that the Big Tick Project has a verified Twitter account.
It does.
There you go. It's got a blue tick. It's a big tick on a blue... Anyway,
all right.
Thank you, Chris Packham there on the programme. Now, before we go to the news, we need to hijack it. A news story will have come in from possibly you. It will be a made-up news lie. It will be in the bulletin masquerading as truth, which is coming next, which fools the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Cornelius, who has got their made-up news lie in?
It's Ellie.
And where's Ellie from?
Southampton.
Ellie's in Southampton. Well done. In the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the papers with a different, with the most diverse programme in broadcasting, I can tell you this, Chris. We go through the papers, but each day it's done by a different diversity.
Who's that right?
That's right. Every day. Diversity paper review is on the way. Also, the big debate at 3 o'clock. There's a game of band or robot because of the open letter signed by Elon Musk to the UN asking for the de-weaponisation of robots. There's many things coming between now and 4 o'clock, but the news is next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
And just when you thought they couldn't sound any better, from the 18th to the 29th of August, you can enjoy exclusive offers across the Jaguar range, like the new Jaguar XE with up to £3,735 deposit contribution and 4.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP. Find out more at jaguar.co.uk/offer. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Credit subject to status. UK 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only. Black Horse Limited trading as Jaguar Financial Services.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families enjoying amazing holidays across the UK and Europe from just £9.50 per person. Don't miss out on yours. Pick up the sun today and start collecting. Conditions apply.
Top trade picks at Trade Point. Blue Circle Cement, 25 kilograms, was £3.54, now just £3. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Yeah, hi. Can I have a white coffee, please?
Or maybe you'd like to try today's special, which is a café au lait made from Himalayan beans roasted precisely to a temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius with a triple and a half shot of coffee mixed with one splash of fat-free milk, one splash of homemade goat milk, a little bit of caramel licorice drizzle, served upside down in a mason jar.
With the McCafé range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafé. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. with 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, manhunt extended for Barcelona suspect, North Korea's warning over military drills, and killer robots.
Talk Radio.
The hunt for the man suspected of driving the van in the Barcelona terror crash has been extended to other European countries. It comes as police have confirmed 15 people have now died as a result of the twin attacks in Spain. Pau Perez was found stabbed to death in a car which is believed to have been used by one of the attackers as they fled the scene. North Korea is warning military drills between the US and South Korea could risk triggering nuclear war. The annual 10-day exercise has been condemned by Pyongyang as reckless behaviour and comes just weeks after a war of words between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Senior lecturer in Asian security Chris Ogden has told Talk Radio they're obliged to go ahead.
It's practical, really. I mean, there's a security arrangement between the US and South Korea for the United States to protect South Korea in times of stress or invasion. So from that side, highly practical, but it does have very bad timing.
A man accused of escaping prison 22 years ago has been arrested in France trying to get on a train back into the UK. Michael Ashworth is alleged to have absconded in Derbyshire in 1995. The 57-year-old was detained at a Channel Tunnel site yesterday. More than 100 tech leaders are warning that killer robots could become weapons of terror. They've written to the United Nations warning that future attacks such as automated tanks and drones should be classed in the same way as chemical weapons. And Big Ben will no longer sound on a daily basis as renovation work is due to start and continue for 4 years. Hundreds of people gathered at Westminster at midday to hear the bongs for the last time until Remembrance Sunday. Stephen Pound is one of a group of MPs who campaigned against the bell falling silent.
There's something that's been a part of my life, not just political, but my life as a Londoner. Brightness has fallen from the air. The sound has gone. There were 400 people gathered to say farewell to the bells, and I miss them already.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain in the northwest, brightening up elsewhere and feeling warm in the south with highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very, very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you. Now, Victoria will be here, well, every half an hour, of course, to keep us updated with the news as it happens, or slightly after it's happened, if I'm brutally honest. But the point I'm making is that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And if you are waiting for today's bonus news, well, you only have to wait an hour and a half, because at 3:30... Victoria will bring you everything that's happening in the world of veg, because we do animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, of course, on a consecutive daily basis. Today it is vegetable news. Anything to tease us with?
No.
Okay. Anyway, it's still coming at 3:30. You're listening to Talk Radio. Have you done the weather?
Yeah, that's why you started talking.
Not really. I just start when I feel like it. And now here's Toby.
Ben. Because Ben was running late earlier, and that's why he didn't bother to record his own sport.
Oh.
So Toby now he has bothered.
Right. Well, Toby's with us, actually, doing today's diversity paper review next. But here he is with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino has told his players not to be scared of playing at Wembley, but to draw inspiration from it. Spurs were beaten 2-1 by Chelsea in their first Premier League game at the National Stadium, prompting more questions about the so-called Wembley effect. Pochettino doesn't believe such a thing exists.
It's not fair to blame again Wembley, because Wembley is, for me, it's one of the best places on the world, if not it's the world place to play football.
Manchester City midfielder Samir Nasri has left for Turkish side Antalyaspor on a two-year contract. The Frenchman departs after 6 years with two Premier League titles among his honours. Finally, rugby. Toby Flood might have 60 caps for England, but he's said to be interested in playing for Germany in the 2019 World Cup. Flood hasn't played for England since 2013 and is in the process of applying for a German passport. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And finally, it's claimed cornflakes could be leading to road rage. A survey has shown that the angriest people on the roads tend to eat cornflakes for breakfast. And food driving analysts are saying that this could be due to the lack of starch in the cereal and are urging drivers to eat more apples.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, and regular listeners will be only too aware of our commitment to diversity in all its forms, be they lady ones, brown ones, black. All of it. L, B, G, and T. All of that is grist to our mill, frankly, as we bring you the papers reviewed just like on any other show, but here, that's right, commitment to diversity by a different diversity each day. And for our first day back after the holiday season break, we welcome Toby. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
Reminders of your diversity.
It's Jew-ish.
Good enough for us.
You look like you've changed diversity by going on holiday to become one of the brown ones.
Yeah, well, I tan easily, it's
right.
Fair to say.
Yeah.
But
Was that also commitment to diversity? Is that
no,
why you've
because
done
if
that?
If I had browned up deliberately for that reason, that would be offensive.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's not what's happened.
Right.
Let's be clear on that.
Okay.
Before anyone marches on us. Now, Toby, you've been looking in the papers. What have you got?
Yeah. I'm going to start with The Sun. And the headline, he made mine look small.
Right.
Yes. And we are talking about that.
Are we?
Yes.
But
not mine, though.
No.
No, mine wouldn't get in the papers.
Right.
It wouldn't fit. Paul Gascoigne, though,
yes,
says he used to touch Les Ferdinand's willy before matches.
What,
for
luck?
Good luck.
I mean, which one of them was it good luck for,
well,
is the question.
I mean, I guess both of them enjoyed it by the seams of things, given that they were teammates and thus it gave them luck.
Right.
So he says that he used to do this because he once did it as a joke. He was so impressed with how well endowed the striker was, he asked if he could have a hold of that thing. He then scored and, quote, played a blinder after the first time, so it became a pre-match ritual.
I mean, there's not much we can add to that, but let's try. So what you've got is a scenario in a dressing room where Paul Gascoigne, just before the match,
yes,
goes up to Les Ferdinand.
Yes.
And says, oh, we forgot to do the, can you, and did it then get to a point where Ferdinand was so comfortable with it happening that he just, you know, just without me being asked, really, flopped it into...
Oh, I see. Well,
into Gazza's waiting hands.
I mean, it doesn't go into that detail, this article, amazingly. He just said, the next game at Wembley, I said, Les, get it out. And every time we played for England, Les went, hurry up and get it over with Gazza.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't... I mean, I'm not sporty, right?
Mm.
Did England, when Gazza and Ferdinand played together, was that were there any level of success that England had
I'm trying to remember whether Ferdinand was in the Euro 96 squad, but that was the last time we reached the semis, and there was that famous...
Don't say semis in this
not
context.
In this context, you're right, semi-finals.
Thank you.
And that was when Gazza was certainly in the team. I don't remember Ferdinand being in the squad at
what
that time.
What was significant about 96?
Well, A, it was held in England.
Right.
And B, we reached the semi-finals.
Don't say held again, you see, you're using these...
It was hosted by England.
Yeah, look, much like Les's little, or big Les,
was hosted by
Gazza.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gazza played and we reached the semi-finals. And that's quite good for England.
Right. So it did. So maybe it
if
did.
Ferdinand
if you'll pardon that expression.
I can't remember off the top of my head, then yes, that's very
so the good luck
very,
may have
very lucky.
Rubbed off, as it were.
Yes, okay. Yes. Shall we move on?
Yes, please.
Paul Hollywood has been speaking in The Guardian.
Has he been saying that the reason Bake Off was so successful, because he used to cop a feel of Mary Berry's...
Berries.
Before they went
berries.
On air. All sounds like stuff from a different era. This day and age, I'm not sure. That's basically harassment of Ferdinand,
yes,
isn't it? And now we've got what?
We've got, I've just stuck with my job, because I love it.
Right.
He is defending the fact that he's the only person from the BBC team of Great British Bake Off who has moved across to Channel 4. And this is, of course, coincidentally, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because Great British Bake Off is just about to come on our screens.
Yes.
And, you know, it seems a surprise to me that he would be in the papers at this time,
isn't it?
Making that point.
Yeah.
Never bake again is Paul Hollywood's advice for me when I present him and Prueleith with a tray of mediocre hard brownies that have been left in the oven for too long, says Nadia Kamami in the beginning of this article. She says that she basically got judged. It was an absolute disaster. But then they start talking about Paul Hollywood and why he moved across. And he says, I question those who've criticised me for staying with Bake Off. I've just stuck with my job because I love it. Why would I leave my job? It's everyone else who has left, which is a way
he's
of
got
looking at it
a fair point.
Thought about, absolutely.
Yeah, they all quit the job. And he just stayed in the job. He's right.
Are you a fan of Great British Bake Off?
I've never seen it.
Neither have I. That's amazing.
I'm fairly sure I never will.
Really?
I mean, I might watch, just because it's Noel Fielding, and I'm interested in Toxvig, and I'm interested to see how that goes.
Yes.
I might well dip into it. But okay. I don't... But
like you would dip into...
Gazza's
Ferdinand's. Hands. Oh, okay. That will do. You're going that
Ferdinand's.
Way yes. Yeah. Underwear
front area.
Front
yeah.
Area.
I don't. But no, I won't. I won't stay with it. I mean, I can't be bothered.
No.
But
do you not like cookery shows? Or why no. Can you not be bothered with?
Well,
Bake Off?
I just no time to do most things I have to do anyway. Right. So I'm not going to waste my time watching another television.
Well, what things do you not have time for that you
watching anything on television?
Right, okay.
I mean, if I watch a thing on television, it'll be something I've gone right. There's the next box set I want to get through.
Yes.
You know, and I'll go. Right, I'll do that.
Okay.
I won't just idly stick things like that on.
If you could choose to get rid of something that you do have time for in order to have time to watch Bake Off, what would you get rid of in your life?
Family.
Okay, we'll move on.
Right.
Speaking of family...
Yes.
Prince Philip told Tony Blair's team to... beep over Diana's funeral.
Oh.
This is a story that... links back to something that we found out relatively recently, which was about when William and Harry were asked to walk behind Princess Diana's coffin.
That's right,
at
yes.
the funeral.
Yeah.
And it seems that for once, part of the royal family stood up to those in Westminster. That the suggestion is that it was Tony Blair's idea, and he is supposedly to blame, but the Duke of Edinburgh stood up to him, didn't get his way exactly, which is often what happens, but the fact is he went and swore at the Prime
Minister. You would think,
though,
that Prince Philip would, in that scenario, outdo Tony Blair.
You would. Well, perhaps that tells you about the power of Tony Blair at the time. But, this is obviously a serious story in itself, but the reason it's in here is that I like the idea of Prince Philip going, "Oh, hello, Tony. Now off." Beep, off.
I think it's... I mean, it's not a surprise to know that Prince Philip might like a swear every now and again.
Yes, that's not too much.
We sort of
surprise,
have that.
No.
But maybe there'll be an inquiry into this now, and maybe Tony Blair will say he believed it to be the right thing at the time.
Yes.
Even though the evidence he was given of the princes walking behind the coffin.
Yes.
And that coffin could be deployed in a set time. He firmly believed it at the time, and so it's all right.
I mean, in that case, it was deployed at that time, the coffin, so...
It's a shame, because it was 20 years, isn't it, since Diana died. And it's a shame, Gazza didn't, you know, pop some of her into his hands the year before, because that could have been better luck for...
Oh, you think she lacked luck?
Well, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I mean, it's not like she was shy of grabbing hold of quite a few of them, is it? But
I can't possibly comment on that. Shall we move on to The Telegraph? If you'd have listened to our news bulletins on Talk Radio and indeed Talk Sport, that little sister station, this morning, you would have heard an incredible story about a warship, an American warship, crashing into an oil tanker out near Singapore.
Yes.
Now, I heard this and thought, that can't be possible? Is this like a little warship that, you know, they're one of those ones that sort of goes off radar and people can't spot and all of that? It was a destroyer.
It's a massive warship.
It's huge. And you could see it for miles and miles.
Who crashed into whom?
Well, I would imagine the warship hit the oil tanker, because oil tankers are very cumbersome and quite slow.
American warship.
Possibly.
But again, you know, that you're saying there's a warship, saying there's an oil tanker, but, you know, Trump has already said there's fault on both sides.
It's funny you say that, because the headline in the story that I've picked out, The Telegraph, Donald Trump criticised for response to news 10 sailors missing, 5 injured after US warship collides with oil tanker near Singapore. Do you want to guess what he said?
He probably said something like, sad.
I mean, sad would have been better than what he said.
What did he say?
That's too bad.
That's too bad.
That's too bad.
People dead, missing.
Missing, certainly. We don't know if they're dead, but you know, 10 missing.
Possibly they are, yeah.
Possibly. And his response was, that's too bad. That was directly to reporters. Of course, if they ask him tomorrow, he'll say, well, I didn't say that. But right now, that is his current answer to that question. I still find that extraordinary. I mean, I've worked on warships. I've worked on warships.
Do they need newsreaders on warships?
They need media trainers at times.
This is excellent.
Which is something I have done.
This is a whole new interview.
We
haven't got time
talk
now.
About that if you want
I do want to at some point, though. You've been on warships.
I've spent a week literally on multiple different nationality warships, going between them and spending several nights on each. And interviewing people on them and teaching them what they should.
Was it at sea at the time?
Yes, it was on a NATO exercise off the north coast of Scotland.
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, it's a good job. I'll show you some photos at
some
point.
Do.
Yes. Doesn't work on radio, of course. But what I was about to say is, if you go on the bridge of a warship, which is the place where they drive the ships, you can see so far.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen an oil tanker?
They're quite big.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
What? I mean, I feel like some different type of training other than media training needs to take place on these things. Like maybe binoculars, perhaps? Or use the radar? Or just use your eyes.
Perhaps they were distracted. Perhaps one of them was texting.
I think the only thing I can possibly imagine is that Paul Gascoigne was there interfering with each of them.
And there we have it. Toby, thank you very much indeed
today's
Diversity Paper Review.
You're welcome.
Reminders of your diversity.
Jew-ish.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Blue Circle Cement, 25 kilograms, was £3.54, now just £3. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Lancashire's northbound M6 is experiencing long delays. It was completely blocked 32 to 33 near Goldgate for the recovery of an overturned van. One lane remains closed, queues are back to 31A. Anti-clockwise on the M6 is very heavy towards a broken down vehicle near 16th of Pendlebury. Berkshire's London bound M4 is struggling, and lorry's having a tyre change near junction 13 for Cheveley. And finally in Chichester, the A27 Chichester bypass is looking really slow in both directions. There's roadworks and restrictions near to the Oving crossroads. I'm Gerina Adams.
At the Co-op, 1.5 litre bottles of Pepsi are now just £1. That's down from £1.85. Perfect for a chilled out day at the beach. Ah, or even a not so relaxed day. Another great deal for you from the Co-op. Terms and conditions apply, subject to availability. Varieties of stock, see participating stores for details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, still to come on what we optimistically continue to refer to as a programme are the following things. At 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course. There will be a quiz, a game of band or robot on the way. Now, you may have seen this in the news. Elon Musk, for it is he. He's the CEO of Tesla, the electric car company, of course, and also he's blessed with a name that sounds like a Lynx deodorant. But Elon Musk has signed the UN a letter, an open letter to the UN, suggesting that the weaponization of robots, killer robots, as the press is calling them today, shouldn't happen. I mean, what a ludicrous...
Has it happened?
Well, it's happened. You know, it's happened with certain drones now. Samsung, of all people, have genuinely invented the first autonomous machine gun robot thing that is in use now in the demilitarised zone of North and South Korea.
That doesn't sound that demilitarised.
No, it's quite
militarised. That sounds quite militarised.
Yeah, but it is demilitarised because they based it on that Note phone that they have, so it's just blown up. It's just set fire to itself. Anyway, weirdly, Samsung have made that. Anyway, but this is near now, that robots will do fighting for us. And everyone says it's a very dangerous thing because it'll make people go to war easier and quicker because you won't be thinking of necessarily the human cost on the side of the... Anyway, there's an open letter. So we're going to play Band or Robot.
What about Robot Wars? Are they keeping that? Does he not like that?
That's not mentioned in the letter. It's a good
point. No, that's a great show. I love Robot Wars.
We should look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but I digress because guess what?
Is it what?
No, it's this. It's that this is the programme where you can win £5,000.
No,
it's
you cannot.
It's time for the Monday Mystery Quiz where you get to win...
Nothing.
It's a slightly irregular quiz that we do on a Monday to fill some time. It's the Monday Mystery Quiz, and today all you have to do is identify the mystery song. If you can correctly identify it, you could win £5,000. £5,000 is up for grabs.
No, it's not. It's down for grabs. Not available. There's no prize for this section of the show. Or, in fact, I don't think any sections of this show.
That's correct. Apart from the fact that by 4 o'clock, you could be the proud owner of £5,000.
See, that's a lie. He is lying to you.
All you have to do is identify this, and it's quite difficult. It's a mystery song quiz. You'll be familiar with it from other lesser radio stations that also try to bribe their listeners with money, right? It's you've got to identify this, okay? And just when you have, jot it down, get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's very difficult, so have a listen. I think, you know, you won't get it first time. But remember, £5,000.
Is not available.
Here it is. It's raining men. Right, what's that? I mean, that is...
Oh, it's a very short clip, John. That is tough.
I said it was tough, but then again, it's £5,000.
No, it's not. So why have you made it so tough?
Have a listen again. I'll play it again.
There's nothing to win here.
I'll play it again. Here it comes. It's raining men. What is that? Get in touch with us if you think you know what it is. You could get £5,000.
No, you could not. Not here.
And your mortgage paid off for a year.
What? Well, you've just added that. And that's not true.
And a yacht.
No, you're lying.
And another £5,000. £10,000.
Why have you... No,
£10,000.
These are all lies.
Paid off for
Who's
a year.
Who's paying for all of this? There's no sponsors.
A car.
No.
And a yacht.
There's no prizes available for this section. I am the producer of the show. I am in charge of this show. And let me assure you, the listener, that there's absolutely nothing to be won today.
What's this? It's raining men. Hallelujah. A lot of guesses already coming in. Let's have a look. John, it's easy this week. I mean, it's this £5,000 that is available.
No, it's not available.
It's a shoo-in, says Dean. It's obviously Ebenezer Good by The Shaman.
Oh, tune.
It is a tune, but it's not this tune. Listen a little bit more carefully, Dean, and indeed others. All you got to do is identify this tricky song from the tiny clip. It's raining men. What's that song called?
I can see where that person went, because it sounds like easy, good, easy, you know, it's close.
I can't make it easy, because there's £5,000.
No, there's not.
And your mortgage.
No,
a yacht,
these lies are false information.
And a car.
This is fake news.
And a horse.
No. Who wants a horse? No one has ever given away a horse.
A lifetime supply.
Of horse?
No, that's heroin, no. That would be a stupid price, Cornelius. That's not available. Yes, slang.
I wouldn't know, John.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know. Someone told me. But it's not that. It's not that.
Yeah, it's nothing. That's what it is.
Is it, John? I just can't get you out of my head. Kylie Minogue. Who's put that? Sarah says that.
It does fit in, because it... Na, na, na. Na, 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 na.
Stephen has said it's not that. Stephen has said he's fairly certain it smells like Teen Spirit. How do I receive the money? Well, Stephen,
there's no money. No money to be received, Stephen.
If it turns out you're right, we will send it to you in the post in cash.
No, we won't.
And we'll send you a new house.
That's a terrible idea.
In the post, and a car.
That's
in the post.
Feasible.
A horse. Some horse.
None of this.
A yacht. Mr. Biscuit said, is it Bullet in the Head by Rage Against the Machine? Oh, now.
Ooh.
Closest one we've had. It's raining men. Hallelujah. Because you can hear the in there. Listen. It's raining men. See? Hallelujah. So I can see why you would have thought that, Mr. Biscuit, but it isn't that. It isn't the national anthem of Switzerland either.
Is it not?
Sven, so thank you for sending that in. Cornelius,
Sven.
You've got some guesses there as well, I think, haven't you?
Yes, this one's from Sean, who says, is it My Neck, My Back by Kia?
Oh. No, it isn't.
Close.
Oh, you nearly got 5,000.
No, you didn't. You came nowhere near to getting any sum of money, because there's zero things to win. no, it's not.
Is it Vindaloo by Fat Les? let's have a look. It is difficult. It is a difficult one. But here it is again. I'll play it to you again, because no one's got it yet. It's fine. It's raining men. Hallelujah. No, it also isn't Timey Kangaroo Down Sport either, which is that's a suggestion sent in by Rolf Harris, apparently. my mistake. It's by Rolf. All right, fine. Anyway, it's not that. Now we're on the news. It's time for the news. I'm gonna have to roll it over.
No, let's just end this.
I'll roll it over.
There's nothing to roll over.
I'm gonna roll it over. No one's got it. So keep your guesses coming in, because if you can guess them by 4 o'clock, you can get £5,000.
This is a lie.
Plus a house.
No, stop. We're late to the news now.
Your mortgage paid off.
Idiot.
You get a car.
The two mics didn't do this.
A yacht. You get the two mics, we'll throw them in as well as a prize, and a horse on it.
I cannot stress enough that there's absolutely no prizes available for this fun knock-around game.
A horse that's rolled in some horse.
A horse with a bad throat.
Yes. And another £5,000.
It's not available.
Anyway, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And the answer to what this is. It's raining men. Hallelujah. Still to come, the big debate is at 3 o'clock. We will bring you Work Experience Review. Today, Work Experience Ricky will be going through the television and the game of Band or Robot. Right now, though, just after 2:30, Victoria's here with the headlines on Talk Radio. Talk
Radio. 15 people are now known to have died in two terror attacks in Spain last week. Police say a man found stabbed to death is thought to have been killed by a suspect who hijacked his car in order to escape. North Korea has condemned controversial joint military exercises being carried out by the United States and South Korea. Pyongyang has called the drills reckless and says they could lead to the uncontrollable phase of a nuclear war. Chris Ogden is a senior lecturer in Asian security.
It's really their domestic audiences which are the most important thing here. So the North Koreans have to stand up to what they see as external aggression. Their population expects them to do that. They expect them to say, we condemn the imperialist Americans. In terms of them going that final step, launching that missile, I think that's highly unlikely.
One person has died and another is injured after a van crashed into two bus shelters in different parts of Marseille, an hour apart. The 35-year-old male driver who's been arrested is said to have psychological issues and be known to police for minor offences. New guidelines say hate crimes committed on social media must be taken as seriously as offline offences in England and Wales. The Crown Prosecution Service has updated policy statements to take into account the increasing number of cases triggered by online abuse. A search is underway for 10 sailors who are missing after a US Navy ship collided with an oil tanker east of Singapore. Five others were injured. And Chizzy Akudolu, who played Moafenga in Holby City, is the latest person to be added to the new Strictly Come Dancing lineup. Earlier, Good Morning Britain presenter Charlotte Hawkins confirmed she'd also be taking part in the show. The weather: rain in the northwest, brightening up elsewhere, feeling warm in the south with highs of 24 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Thank you for that news that you brought us there.
Okay.
That was marvellous. Victoria back as well in an hour with today's bonus news, which is vegetable news. Have you got a vegetable? Just one word, teasers?
No.
Oh.
I haven't started yet.
Okay, fine. All right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another jam-packed instalment of Maidley or Partridge on Talk Radio.
Can you work out who said the following? Can you imagine if they'd had Morris dancers at Dunkirk? Was it Maidley or Partridge?
Yes, you've guessed it. It was Maidley!
Hear more of the same as the man, the myth, the legend covers for Julia a Hartley Brewer.
Richard Maidley in for Julia Hartley Brewer.
Back of the net.
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Cashback.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon if you're just joining us. A lot of news have been talking about this, of course. There is the incident with the John McCain warship hitting a oil tanker in the... well, the sea. So that's in the news. Big Ben has fallen silent. No news as to whether or not they're going to take the noise of an oil tanker hitting a warship and perhaps substituting that on tape instead of bongs. No news about that yet. We'll keep you posted. There's an eclipse happening in America. We know that the alt-left have said they're going to dismantle the eclipse because it is old-fashioned and a literal reminder of the dark times. There's a lot of news going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Well, John, it's funny you should say that.
Is it?
Because not only can I not get my head around it...
Yes.
Well, you know Mike Parry, who's been sitting in for you, who's one of the two Mikes.
I do.
Well, this is his opinions on some news.
I just can't get my head around this.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's complex, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and he loves haikus.
Does
as
he?
Well, yeah, we were talking about them when talking about your show last week on the show. Look how much he loves them. He must have definitely heard them before.
He'll be bringing his unique take on the day's big stories, helping you to get your head around the headlines with the news in haikis.
Yeah, high keys.
The news in high keys.
In high keys.
Obviously, I did correct him after he got it wrong.
Yeah.
And managed, you know, he did manage to get it.
Helping you get your head around the headlines with the news in haikus.
Haikus. So here
but
we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, he can't get his words around it, it seems. But either way, here is how we present the news to you to make it easy to understand. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in high keys.
US warship, a tax tanker after finding it has oil in it.
In haikus. So, by the way, Victoria, as I say, will be bringing us bonus news in around an hour's time. The reason her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, they are 2 minutes long, they used to be 3 minutes, so she has to make
it's funny,
time up.
John, that you should mention Victoria's bulletins, because Mike Porky Parry also... Well, he mentioned Victoria's bulletins last week.
And not only will I be appreciating your bulletins right the way through the show.
Did he appreciate them?
More than you do. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
Good. Right then. You know what's coming next, don't you? Work experience. That's what. Ricky is here. He's been doing work experience.
I've not.
For about a year and a half now, Ricky. Yeah. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you still here doing work experience for a year and a half? I mean, can't you get a job or something?
I'd like to think I could. I think that the biggest problem we have is that there are literally no people around.
No, there aren't.
No. Everyone sat in this room now is everyone that's in the building.
Yeah. It's not far off.
No. I actually have to
Everyone
do a
is
shift.
Off this week.
Yeah, I'm doing a receptionist shift after this.
Well, look, you are doing the reviews for us. It's work experience punditry. It is where we ask the work experience to come in and review stuff, thereby giving them real-world experience rather than just, you know, tea and photocopying. We'll squeeze one in before the traffic and travel. Why the hell not?
Yeah, sure.
Television, I understand.
Yeah, so let's kick off.
It's the drug of the nation.
It is. We'll go with Len Goodman's Partners in Rhyme.
Len Goodman's Partners...
Yeah, did you catch this? It was on Saturday.
I didn't see it, but I did read something about it that wasn't that complimentary.
Yeah, thank goodness that you missed it, because it truly was horrendous. I didn't catch it live, so I didn't quite get to take part in the whole Twitter army about it, which I would have loved to have done.
Was there a lot of that?
Yes, everyone went for him. Well, not just Len, but the whole show.
Yeah.
So the kind of the format of the show is two contestants play a load of games where there's challenges and it's all about rhyming, and they've got to work out what the rhyme is. So it might be in the form of a picture or a word or an action or something like that. So it's the Matt Edmondson game that was called Obama Llama. Have you ever come across that?
The Matt Edmondson from Radio 1?
Yeah. So he created this board game called Obama Llama, and it is literally just a rhyming game. So that one of them would say, the actor known as Tom Hardy might be wearing a fancy number, also known as a cardigan.
Yes.
And it would be...
And it's that.
Tom Hardy in a cardi.
Right.
And that is literally one of the better ones.
As in, any commissioning editor on this show taking a punt...
Yeah, good.
No, come on, anyway.
It's now considered.
No, because it has to be a celebrity. It's quite a good radio feature that Matt does on his show.
Yeah.
And I wrote it once.
Did they steal it from him?
No, Matt is involved. He's a producer on the show,
I believe. Funny because, actually, shall we have a listen to the introductory music
please,
first? And then we can analyse this further. Yeah.
Oh, we don't have a clip.
What?
No,
what? You don't have... Who's producing this thing?
It's called
Hang on.
Oh, hang on.
You said there's a clip marked first and a clip marked intro, which to me both suggest that they're going to be played first, so I've gone for first. Do you want the intro?
No, I want the music. There's one that's just the music.
Try it.
The
intro.
Opening.
Right. It's going very well, this, isn't it? So, anyway, while they're trying to find it... would you like to enlighten us as to...
The problem with the game is, one, it's incredibly simple. Like, it's unbelievably simple to work out. So Tom Hardy wearing a cardi.
Yeah.
It is literally like
that. Can have a third rhyme, like, and he's a bit Mardy.
No. Oh. It is normally
that makes
just,
it more complicated.
Yeah, no, it's just normally two nouns.
All right.
So one of them was a poodle eating a noodle.
Right.
Like, this is it. These aren't like Cockney rhyme slangs where there's like a bit of like, oh, what does that one mean? These are just very root one.
Wow.
And they just go through them. Just bing, 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 bing.
Did we find it? I think we've got it. Okay, here we go.
There's been rhymes from the start of time. Get a word or a name, one that sounds the same. Poems, sonnets, limericks, verses, rhymes in love and rhymes in curses. I've been rapping since a very young man, but that's Cockney rhyming slang. So get yourself ready, this is the time. Are you up for the day? You up for the rhyme? Ready, steady, let's go. 3, 2, 1, let's get on with the show.
Yeah.
Wow. That's shockingly bad.
That's proper turn channel TV, that song.
Yeah, like Len Goodman, you just assume he's a Cockney guy, he'll be really good at it. But it's like, you're trying to make him rap, and half of those, they didn't rhyme.
Yeah.
The whole point of the show, and they didn't even rhyme.
That's bad, isn't it?
And all they use is rhyme and time. They're just constantly going about that. So it is an absolutely awful, awful show. Just the premise. The programme itself should be a feature. So say Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway, it would be five rounds, best of five, and that'd be it. But then I was thinking, no, it was already a feature on Anton Deck's SMTV Live, Wonky Donkey.
It was a feature!
Yeah. It's already been a thing.
Matt Edmondson stole it from that!
Yes!
It used to be about celebrities on Matt Edmondson's show, and then he made it into a board game.
Did he?
Yes. The board game was called Obama Riding Alarm.
Right, hang on a minute, right? Okay, so if Matt Edmondson from Radio 1 comes up with a half-assed feature, right, we've got loads of those.
Yeah.
So why don't we turn one of ours into a board game and then a TV show with Len Goodman?
Monday Mystery Quiz board game.
Yes!
It will be axed instantly.
Guess what that is? It's, I don't know, is it, we could...
BBC Two... Next up is John Holmes with the Haiku Half Hour.
There you go. Just me reading out.
That is literally what it is. That's effectively what he's done. So it is absolutely awful. There are some celebrities on there as well. Some of them who also work in this building featured. And
it was Matt Richardson, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was Matt Richardson.
From
and, you know, I think he was fine. He didn't do anything bad. He just took part
in something that his agent didn't fully brief him on.
Dead behind the eyes.
Yeah. Have we got a clip of the opening bit that you wanted? Okay, here we go.
Hello and welcome to Partners in Rhymes. This is a show that has all kinds of rhymes to find. In pictures, words, even rhymes in mime. While you're watching the show, give it a go. Try this one. Now, what is it? It's poodles eating noodles. I've also shared champagne with a Great Dane and a stew with the Shih Tzu. Here, if you've got the time... Tonight, our contestants
will be
playing...
One of the syllables in one of the words he said there is right.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Can't Bruce Forsyth Zach just die with him, please?
But the thing is, Len Goodman, right?
Yeah.
In of all the weekends, to put someone on a primetime Saturday night show on BBC One, of all the weekends when the legend of that died... Mm-hmm. Of all the hints to do that with someone who can't present.
Yeah, no, he's an absolutely awful host.
He's an ex-welder who went on to be a dancer, like Flashdance, but in real life, isn't he? Mm-hmm. So why... What made you think he could do that?
But literally because he's Cockney.
Oh, then, either the rhyme, either the time.
Danny Dyer could have done a better job.
Yeah.
Peter Blexley from Hunted.
He's a good bloke.
The copper.
That's dreadful.
No, it is absolutely awful. And I think the reviews have got about one star. So absolutely. I mean, if you're in on a Saturday night, don't waste your time.
That didn't rhyme.
That did, though.
Okay, what are we doing now? Traffic and travel.
Yeah, of course.
Let's unravel the traffic and travel.
Jesus.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco Predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave. It's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of over 6 million people. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years' worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk. and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh!
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still one lane closed on the M6 in Lancashire. This is northbound between junction 32 for the Broughton Interchange and 33 for Goldgate. So this is following the recovery of an overturned van. Queues about 31A at Longridge. The restrictions on the anti-clockwise M60 have been lifted after a breakdown near 16 for Pendlebury, but it's still keying back from junction 18. The long-term works in Gloucester are causing delays around the Elmbridge Court roundabout, particularly for the A40, and the London van in 4 is slow because of a broken down lorry near 13 for Cheveley. I'm Jarena Adams.
Burgers, chicken breast and salmon are any 2 packs for £7 or 3 packs for £10 at the Co-op. Time to tidy up the garden and get the barbecue ready. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Subject to availability, varieties are stocked. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And talking we are about television. It's work experience. Punditry, Ricky is here. He's been on work experience with us for 18 months now. Mm-hmm. And has learned nothing. But we've already been talking about, what was it called? Len Goodman's
Partners in Rhyme.
Partners in Rhyme.
Yeah. And it was absolutely awful.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and look at the Twitter feed thing of this now.
I don't know how much we want to go into this, but Matt Edmondson wasn't taking this very well on Twitter and was and was just blocking people at will.
Really?
Yeah.
So for those that just joined us, so this is a new Saturday night thing, but it's based on something on...
called Obama Llama, yeah. Which is like a board game.
That was a board game, which was also based on a radio feature from Matt's show, which I can't remember the name.
Sorry, which Matt was blocking people? Edmondson?
Yes, yeah. Matt Edmondson.
Not Richardson?
No.
Who was on it?
Yes, he was just a guest on it.
Fine.
But the concept, in my opinion, was robbed from Anton Deck's SMTV Live with Wonky Donkey.
Wonky Donkey, which is coming back.
Yeah, they're
doing a one-off.
Really?
I don't know if it's been fully announced, but they alluded to it when Cat Deeley was on the last episode of Takeaway.
They're doing an
anniversary SMTV Live.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, and they've mentioned Wonky Donkey in that to come. Yeah, so you're right, they did get ripped off from that.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Okay, the other programme, it was all of last week, I'm still kind of catching up with it, but I've kind of missed the finale now, it's Child Genius.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely love those programmes. I can't resist. It's kind of very kind of vacant watching, but for some reason I really enjoy watching really obnoxious, kind of precocious children have a nervous breakdown on television.
Great, good. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I get like a buzz off that, and I really enjoy
it.
That's nice. These kids kind of come
on... Is it like Love Island for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do enjoy watching it. And these kids come on and they'll say things like, I am the smartest person here. There is no one smarter than me.
Yeah.
And that's not said with a sense of irony or
is it like
any joke.
Junior the Apprentice in that sense? Because don't they do that on...
That was a belting programme.
Don't they do that on that? The kids go, like, and all the contestants on The Apprentice go, they're the best at the thing.
Well, people just on The Apprentice do that.
Yeah.
So obviously the arrogant, obnoxious children that go on do that are going to be exactly the same as well. So yes. But the thing is, I love this programme because you also get the pushy parents who are also thick. That, you know, see, they really really wish they had the intelligence to have kind of pushed it on their children, as is often the case in these sorts of programmes. But I also really enjoy watching them, you know, trying to console their child despite being really disappointed.
So what's the premise of the show?
So the point of the programme is there's 20 kids. They go on. It was this year, it was just a, I think, six-day programme. So it was every single day of the week, apart from one, where, because there's 7 days
good
in
maths,
a week.
You should go on that.
As you well know, John. Yeah. and it was elimination. There's one off every day.
Yeah.
And they had various challenges. There'd be like a spelling bee, there'd be a maths competition, a physics competition, I think it was a history one as well. So, I mean, it's a proper all-rounder show. It's not just, you know, a certain aspect, which I think some children might be better at than others. And process for elimination, certain amount of points, and then you're out.
Yeah.
So I really like the premise of the show, and as I said, I enjoy...
the ritual of humiliation of young people.
And also Richard Osman, who is kind of the flavour of the... I don't know, just kind of everywhere, isn't he?
A few years, but he's great. So.
Yeah, and also on JHB's show, Julie Huntley Brewer's show, regularly. There seem to be bezzies.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, it's a good show. Highlight being a bloke saying that his daughter, his son was as clever as Stephen Hawking's. That was my personal highlight of that programme. Kind of shows you the ineptitude of the parents.
So what, in terms of finding the Britain's smartest child, did this happen?
Yeah, they did. A guy called Rahul. And I think we have, hopefully, a very short clip of him winning the award.
Okay, then.
But in the end, after a series of incredible rounds, we have one man left standing. And that is our child genius champion. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Rahul!
And he was
so
adorable.
Delighted to win. Also, well done to Roland and all the other
kids. He was a nice kid, actually. There's a lot of them that were kind of awful. He was kind of very cute.
Would you? I think it'd be better, though, finding the thickest kid in Britain, wouldn't it? If there was a... Because it's not very well going, program about a child genius, and you find the smart one. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
But that's not as funny.
We're all about extremes in this program, aren't we?
They should reverse the format and go hunting for the stupidest kid in Britain.
They do. It's called Love Island.
Good point, actually. They've already made it.
Mm.
I used to think they used to do it on Ant and Dec first.
Do you want my last one?
Yes, I mean,
this is very
Please.
Much kind of... If you've got Netflix or borrowing someone's Netflix like I do with my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
It's called World War II in Colour.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. I don't know, do you like military history, John?
Well, who doesn't like military history? You know?
Especially when it comes to World War II.
Or the forthcoming three. Which I'm very much looking forward to as a sequel.
But my biggest kind of problem or regret in this world is that I was born too late to see a world war.
Right. No, well, don't worry. You might get your wish.
Yeah, I might get one, yeah. But it's not a new series at all. It's out in 2008, and it's unbelievable. If you are into military history, it's a brilliant breakdown of the war, obviously, the world war, but in all the different kind of areas or the arenas, so air, at sea, and on land as well.
Yeah.
And there's loads of really interesting things that you learn along the way, as you'd imagine. So one of which I found genuinely fascinating is the Blitz kind of happened by accident. When the Battle for Britain first started, the Germans were just bombing RAF bases along the coasts. And you think, okay, that sounds like war. And then it was only by accident when a Luftwaffe fleet, I guess, got lost over the coast and found a way to London.
Yeah.
Bombed, obviously, London, as we know, what began as the Blitz.
Yeah.
We then did the same and then bombed their cities as well. I had no idea. I thought it was always planned strategic
bombing.
Well,
you would think, wouldn't you?
It was all accidental. Yeah, and also, because they veered away from the RAF bases, it gave the chance for the RAF to recoup and rebuild airfields and rebuild planes, which eventually allowed us to win the Battle of Britain.
So the German mistake that started the Blitz eventually allowed us to win the war.
Yeah. Well, the Battle of Britain, anyway.
Well, the Battle of Britain.
Do you want to have a quick clip?
Yes, I do. Yes,
yeah,
please.
Right,
yeah.
Have a quick clip.
Yeah,
the battle continued with equal ferocity over the next few days. Both sides became increasingly exhausted. Dowding tried to rotate his pilots to rest them, but he simply did not have enough of them. Many were being sent into battle with just 10 hours flying experience.
I spent 10 hours in this building today.
Yeah.
And they were fighting in the Battle of Britain with 10 hours in the air. Like, how amazing is
that? That's proper work experience.
You've had 10 hours on air.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, it feels like it now, doesn't it?
Kind of. It does a bit, yeah. We should probably get out of this. But what I liked about that clip that you chose, it was in colour. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. HD colour, actually.
Yeah, they've re-HD'd it, have they?
Yeah.
The war.
the wall.
They made the wall look nicer.
And also, they needed to buy some more rights for the music. That music at the very, very beginning is the only music they play throughout the entire episode and every single episode. So you kind of, like, start singing along with it. Like, you really enjoy it. It's like, you know this one. It's coming.
And there's Ricky there with work experience. And what we've learned about him today is that he enjoys both war and the ritual humiliation of children.
Correct.
Ricky there, work experience punditry. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Colin.
I'm assuming you'll be back this week, Ricky, because everyone else is on holiday.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to go to reception now anyway.
Good. Yeah, all right. Give them my best. Right. There are certain people you know not to let into the building, right?
Is there any rules on that?
Yeah, some.
Oh, no, just wave and they let you in.
Oh, fine. Right, OK, good. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you'd like to pop into reception, just wave at Ricky and walk past.
No. You do need a pass.
You don't need a pass. Just walk in.
Ricky, get out. Get out.
He'll let you in. He'll let you in. It's fine. The big debate is on the way, as is a game of band or robot in the last hour. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is coming next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
And here's Now TV, streaming Man City v Everton live today. With the game changing Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Incredible. So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, for just £6.99, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, why don't we get one too?
Another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just £9,495, with over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a Miro Relay EV bar shower valve for only £89.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. Yay! To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
So, as I said, still to come on the programme is a game of band or robot. You might well be aware that Elon Musk, out of off of Tesla, has signed, among others, an open letter to the UN calling for the end of robots that are killer soldiers. These are being developed. They're not far away. Elon Musk, of course, famous for electric cars and having a name like a Lynx deodorant. He is calling for an end to it before it begins, before the war against the machine. So to celebrate all of that, we'll be playing band or robot. Also, the big debate is on the way at exactly 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Spain death toll rises, hate crime to be taken more seriously, and Big Ben's last bongs.
Talk Radio.
The Catalonian government says the number of people who've died following last week's twin terror attacks has risen to 15. Police in Spain are warning the main suspect is dangerous and could be armed. Terrorism expert Professor Eric Moonman has told Talk Radio it's wrong to think of terror attacks as becoming the new normal.
We need to take a much stronger line to saying to our community, this is the skirmishing of a war. War is not going to be occurring in the way in which we've known in the past. It's not going to be 1939, but I think there's a softening up and the way in which certain people come forward and do their harm and damage.
North Korea's leader says joint military exercises between the United States and South Korea, which started today, risk triggering a nuclear war. Kim Jong-un has accused the US of pouring gasoline on the fire. Early this month, President Trump swore he'd respond with fire and fury after Pyongyang carried out its biggest nuclear test to date. Moon Jae-in is the president of South Korea.
There is no intent at all to heighten military tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
Peninsula, as these drills are held annually and in a defensive nature. North Korea should not exaggerate our efforts to keep peace, nor should they engage in provocations that would worsen the situation.
A man is being questioned by French police after a vehicle hit two bus stops in different parts of Marseille. One woman has died and another is injured after it happened this morning. Plans to punish online hate crimes as severely as face-to-face incidents are being welcomed by a children's charity. The NSPCC says crimes on the internet affect some children more seriously than those in real life. A search is underway for 10 soldiers who are missing after a US destroyer collided with an oil tanker east of Singapore. Four others were flown to hospital after it happened last night. And hundreds of people gathered in central London at midday to hear Big Ben chime for the last time in 4 years. The clock tower will be silent except for special occasions to allow for renovation works.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain in the northwest, brighter elsewhere. Feeling warm in the south with highs of 24 degrees.
You know what they should do?
About what, John?
Big Ben.
Yes.
Because we've talked about this afternoon quite a lot, because obviously it's a big news story. And various MPs are sad, aren't they, as you were pointing out, that the clock won't bong. Right, so obviously there's a variety of different noises.
Yes, John.
All right. That one could replace it with. What I'm thinking is, right, so we Harry, who is our sort of new assistant producer, is working on the show right at the moment. And I just wonder on... Right, here's what we'll do. We're going to help the nation and those MPs. I just thought this now. Right, what we're going to do is tomorrow on... Because Big Ben is silent from today.
That's right.
So tomorrow on the show, because we're not far from Big Ben here, so we'll send Harry... Right, down to Parliament Square, right, but with something noisy to replace the bongs on Big Ben.
What kind of noise?
Well, this is open now to the text. Mm. Right, you can get in touch 87222.
Start your message for the laptop.
At All Radio on Twitter.
Start your message for any word you like.
But something for Harry. Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Hi, Harry.
Any suggestions are welcome, sure, but nothing impractical, like, you know, an air raid siren that I've got to lug around. That would be terrible. You know, like one of those massive ones with a handle. I don't want one of them.
What you've just invited is a lot of impractical instruments.
No, I'm saying that's exactly the opposite of what I want.
And I think, I know, and that's not why, what's going to happen. That's why people are going to suggest.
But I think they'll be kind to me.
No,
not our listeners. No.
So someone's going to suggest something largely impractical that makes a noise, like an elephant seal or something that you have to carry down and prod every time, taser it.
That's
every time.
Animal cruelty, John.
I know. I'm not saying it's my idea. I'm just
saying Harry's the one going to be doing it.
Harry's tasering the elephant seal, not me.
Harry, don't even think about tasering animals.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than taking an air raid siren.
No, it's not.
No, an elephant seal is heavier than an air raid siren. And you only got to get the trouble with the taser. But anything you want Harry to take down there, like an air horn, whatever it might be.
It has to be something we can get our hands on.
Yeah, obviously, because we're going to do it. And Harry is going to have to go down there and we'll record it all. Oh, we're going to do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it live on the phone or something. Yeah. I reckon you should just take a bong down there.
A what?
Wave a bong.
Oh, okay, right.
And just wave it around.
Yeah. Just smoke on the hour.
No, don't use it to smoke. That's
not
illegal.
No, not illegal drugs, just legal ones.
Oh, yeah. Can you...
like what?
Legal highs aren't a thing anymore, John.
Yeah, yeah. Tobacco.
Yeah.
You could probably put tobacco in a bong.
I don't want to smoke tobacco through a bong.
A shisha.
A shisha.
No, thank you. I'll take something noisy instead, yeah?
Okay. Anyway, so 87222 for your
start your message with a word
at
talk.
All Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with an idea for what Harry can take down to Parliament tomorrow during the show to make noises with.
For Big Ben. There. Great. And now here's Ben. Is it Ben?
Yeah.
Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino has told his players not to be scared of playing at Wembley, but to draw inspiration from it. Spurs were beaten 2-1 by Chelsea in their first Premier League game at the National Stadium, prompting more questions about the so-called Wembley effect. Pochettino doesn't believe such a thing exists.
It's not fair to blame again Wembley, because Wembley is, for me, it's one of the best places in the world, if not it's the world place to play football.
Manchester City midfielder midfielder Samir Nasri has left for Turkish side Antalyaspor on a two-year contract. The Frenchman departs after 6 years with two Premier League titles among his honours. Finally, rugby. Toby Flood might have 60 caps for England, but he's said to be interested in playing for Germany in the 2019 World Cup. Flood hasn't played for England since 2013 and is in the process of applying for a German passport. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. First suggestions come in here from Heddy for Harry to take down to Parliament Square tomorrow. Why don't you parp on a sousaphone tied to Diane Abbott when she's in a shouty mood? Which is, again, practicalities. It means Harry has got to go and find Diane Abbott, make sure she's in a shouty mood, which she probably would be if he, you know, just took her by the hand and dragged her out of wherever she is and put her...
Or just give her a simple maths question.
Yeah. Very angry. How many sousaphones have I got here? 300 million. No, it's one, Diane.
Well, it's like being what's in May again, isn't it?
What's your type of diabetes? 300 million. No, it's two. Rubbish at maths. Anyway, what are we doing? Oh, that's right. It's time for the big debate. So as left-wing protesters continue to gather, as we've been talking about, across America to tear down and dismantle tonight's eclipse, Donald Trump has said that the celestial event is not just the fault of the moon, but also the fault of the sun. There is, he says, fault on both sides. Now, of course, Donald Trump's words have been condemned by demonstrators who say that the moon is a Nazi and that eclipses belong to a different time and that the moon's shadow appearing on the Earth is offensive. Because people in olden times used to think it was acceptable to believe that the sun had been eaten by a wolf or a dragon or mythical dogs. We don't have this kind of belief anymore, this outdated belief, so we will tear the eclipse down, a man with a baseball bat has told Talk Radio this afternoon. Meanwhile, a racist waving a garden torch that he bought from a garden centre said that when the eclipse arrived, he was going to draw a swastika on the moon to claim it. But as the embers of the sun are hid for a bit later, you've been calling Talk Radio on telephones in your droves. One such caller is on the line right now. We've got... is it Jeff? Hello, Jeff.
It's Jeff. Hello, John.
Hello, hey. Jeff. Good to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks for...
He had a good holiday.
I have, Jeff. Thank you for asking. Thank you very much indeed. Have you been on holiday, Jeff?
No. I've been sat listening to what appears to be Talk Sport for the last 2 weeks. I didn't think it was, but I'm confused.
Okay. Well, look, you've called in anyway, haven't you? Because you heard me say the word embers there, didn't you? That makes you angry, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yes. I mean, my wife is constantly going to me, you know, remember to take the bins out. Yep. Remember to take your shoes off before you come to bed. But, you know, I don't like REM. I particularly don't like embers. They're rubbish. The worst bit about a barbecue...
Is it because, and you're not alone, first of all, we should say that, Jeff.
I am alone at the moment.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sorry about that, I didn't mean to be insensitive.
There's no one here.
You are alone, right, but there are also other people that bring this view to play. Embers, they say, are a waste of fire, because it's neither on or off, is it?
That's it, they're not, no.
That's what
it's like Schrodinger's fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't set fire to a cat. That's my advice. Max on the other line. Hello, Mac.
Hi, John. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. And you. Now, you've heard what Jeff has to say about embers. He doesn't like them. Thinks that they're neither on. It's a fire that's neither on nor off. It's like it's Schrodinger's fire. You're a fan of embers, aren't you? And like Trump said, there's arguments on both sides here.
There is an argument on both sides, but I got to say, embers is the best thing that ever happened to my life. If it weren't for embers, we wouldn't have no barbecues, we wouldn't have no chicken wings, we wouldn't have no spare ribs, kid.
Spare ribs, kid. Right, so yeah, but what is it about them specifically? I mean, let's look at the history of this. Embers, of course, as we know, were first discovered by accident when Alexander Fleming, of course, left a fire in a Petri dish overnight. And when he came back in the morning, all that was left were some embers. And that's how they were discovered. And we've had them ever since, and that's a long time to be getting rid of them, isn't it, Jeff? You know, there's a sense of history there that you'll be destroying.
It's fine. I mean, you know, you're saying that to me. I'm not going to miss them, am I? I don't like them.
No.
So I don't care about that. Get rid of Embers. Get rid of Big Ben. Get rid of it all.
Interesting you mentioned Big Ben, of course. There are calls for people to take Embers from around the country, and they've got to be put somewhere. You can't just burn them. So you might as well. What are you going to do with them? Why not? You could put them in Big Ben. Big Bembers, they'd be called, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, they're not using it. You know, and if they do have a special occasion where they've got to take it out, hoover the embers out.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, like when you have a barbecue in the summer.
Yes.
It's a pain, but at least you get some nice meat out of it.
Okay. Well, Max, you've mentioned chicken wings already. But there's other things, chicken of course, wings. That are chicken. There's other things that embers are useful for, of course. Like
campfires.
They're not useful, though, are they? That's the point we're making. What use is an ember? You might as well... You know, the fire, useful, right? An ember, not useful, is it? It's just... It's neither on nor off.
Waste.
An ember is more practical than a fire, John. A fire is insubstantial. How can you carry a fire from point A to point B?
Well...
The answer is very simple. You take the ember. And then when you think about it, it's so substantial, I don't understand why we don't make better use of embers. Build your house out of embers, I say, and lo and behold, you've got a self-heated house.
He sounds like a lunatic.
Well, he's got a point, though, hasn't he? I mean, you know, I have to play the role here, of course, you know, on the radio as the host, I have to play the role of devil's advocate. But he's got a point. You could build a house. I mean, imagine, let's look at the scenario of the three little pigs, who one built their house out of straw, right?
Straw.
One out of sticks. One out of bricks.
Bricks.
And ember could burn straw and sticks, but not brick in quite the same way, and not as easily. So if you look at it from that point of view, Mac's right, isn't he?
Yeah, but it wasn't embers that, you know, it was blowing, you know. I don't want to go down that route.
No. Admittedly, there's a wolf involved, right?
A big wolf.
Yes, about a bad one.
He was big.
Yeah, and he was bad, though.
Yeah, he was bad.
Yeah.
He was a wolf.
Yeah. What's your opinion of the wolf?
I think the wolf's a lovely fella. I think he's misunderstood. But let me lay out the situation.
There are arguments on both sides, though. You've got, you know, the wolf's bad, yes. But also, you look at the pigs are bad as well. There's both sides.
I think we need to rebrand that wolf. He wasn't so bad so much as he was hungry.
Yeah.
He has a right to food and to subsist like any other living creature on God's green earth.
The government have said there's going to be 40,000 more embers by 2018, Jeff. But it's helping young people. You know, a lot of people can't afford embers now, and this is going to help young people get on the ember ladder.
Are they going to take an embership? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's political correctness gone bad.
Yeah. I mean, put a number on it. How many embers? Put a number on it.
Maybe for 12.
12, maximum of 12 embers at any one time.
If you must.
Jeff, you put a number. Not Jeff. That's what it was. Jeff, Mac, you
I
put a.
Did.
I know. Mac, you put a number on. Oh wait, just give me a number.
12.
No, not you, Mac.
480.
480. So you look at the difference between that and the amount of embers that you're both fighting for here. You see my point.
Yeah, I see your point.
If the embers fall silent, MPs will bow their heads, won't they? So
they will.
You know. Okay, all right. Let's say, Jeff, we get rid of them, right? I'm just taking your side for a moment. We get rid of embers completely, right?
Okay.
They've done it in Sweden. You know about these trials in Sweden, don't you? Any ember in Sweden is not allowed unless it's got a switch on it. And all the embers are battery powered. You can just switch them off. So that's fair enough, isn't it? I know. We don't want to forget them. That's the point. We don't want to forget them. So there's talk of a day when we remember embers. Which is Remember Emberance Day. And people wear, you know, you charity, isn't it? You get a bit of coal and you put it on the jacket to remember Emberance Day.
Is that a rhyme, isn't there? Remember the ember.
Yeah, in November.
November and September.
September and November and December.
And October.
I mean, October. If you get rid of embers, you're going to be calling, you're going to be going January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, Sept.
Yeah.
October.
North.
Ah, you see, because it's right. Over, not ember. Ah. No, Nov and Des. So.
This is Nimber.
You see, like, it's tricky, though, don't you?
It's extremely tricky. I'm struggling.
It's not as cut and dried as you thought when you phoned in, is it? It's not.
No.
So.
Sounds like Jeff needs to just calm down. He should treat himself to a nice sauna, get some embers, throw some water on him, have a good old steam. That's my recommendation.
Right.
Shut up.
And there we...
Boy, you son of a... Oh, boy.
Leave the debate. I mean, it's getting a little bit out of hand there. But it's food for thought, isn't it? You know, do we need embers? I mean, we live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got penny whistles and glue. Why do we need embers? Sum up the debate for me in one word, Mac, if you would.
Oh, sauna.
Thank you. And Jeff?
Slag.
Good. Which is, of course, a pile of... clinker. So thank you for that. Interesting. Get involved. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
To trek, to climb, to paddle, to hike, to swim, to clamber, to row, to scramble, to wade, to scale, to swing across, to jump in, to gaze, to snuggle up, to sleep soundly. Adventure. It's now more accessible than ever. From the 18th to the 29th of August, you can choose a new Land Rover with an additional £1,000 deposit contribution and 6.9% APR representative finance available with Land Rover Freedom PCP. Find out more at landrover.co.uk/offer. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Credit subject to status. UK 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only. Black Horse Limited trading as Land Rover Financial Services.
TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford Textured Oak Effect Slab Kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint!
Match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we have one lane closed, stop-start traffic and delays. That is due to recovery work and an overturned van on the M6. That's northbound between junction 32 and junction 33 for Galgate, with congestion back to junction 31A. In Greater Manchester, slow traffic due to an earlier broken down car. That's on the M60 anti-clockwise. That's at junction 16 for Pendlebury, with congestion back to junction 18. And at Holmes Chapel, the A54 station road is closed in both directions. Heavy traffic there due to a police incident between Sandiford Road and Manor Lane. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Still to come, a game of band or robot before the hour of 4 o'clock. In the news today, Elon Musk, he of Tesla fame, and also, of course, the man with the name like a Lynx deodorant flavour, has said that he will sign or has signed a letter to the UN, an open letter to the UN, calling on them to ban robots in war. Weaponized robots, killer robots, as the papers and the social media are all calling them today, because they're very nearly here, it turns out. And they want them classified, the signatories to this letter, as weapons of war, along with chemical weapons, i.e. not usable in the theatre of battle, because they say it would just intensify war and make it easier for countries to go to war if there's not as much human cost on the side of, well, an army, I suppose, in that sense. Anyway, we're going to celebrate all that by playing a game of Band or Robot. But it's our first day back. Of course, after a couple of weeks away, Cornelius, you weren't away there, were you?
No, I was here. I was producing all sorts of shows and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. But yeah, what I did do, actually, while you were away, John, is I knew that this show for you is your regular output of news, and this is why you read the news and stuff.
Yes,
but presumably, while you're on holiday, you were completely oblivious to the goings on around the world.
I deliberately take a holiday from the news.
Yes. Exactly. So what I've done is I've just prepared a little sort of briefing just to catch you up on everything that's happened over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of bits of it.
Cool, yeah, well,
but there we go. Know, certainly not in detail.
What we'll do is we'll begin with Friday, just gone, and the sad, sad death of Sir Bruce Forsyth.
Yes.
The entertainer played a generation game of his own by appearing on television for 43 different ones, and most people, of course, were very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, not my nan. She didn't like him.
Right, was she pleased at his demise?
I mean, for her, it was very much a case of nice to see him dead.
Right. Your nan's never liked him, has it?
No, she's always hated him.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I watched... Did you watch the iPlayer show? The BBC sort of obit show?
No, I didn't.
It's very good.
Well, I think... I mean, he's part of my childhood, because I grew up when the Generation Game... You know, I was a child...
Was he an old man in your childhood still? Like, really old
man? He was old! I mean, he probably wasn't, but he seemed it, certainly. And, you know, I used to watch the Generation Game when he would go, give us a 12, life here, etc. As a tribute to him, right, what they should do is, because he's going to, at some point, the new, this is always happens when a celebrity dies, doesn't it? There's the death of the celebrity, then a bit of time goes by, then there's the funeral of the celebrity attended by the celebrities, and then there's how much or what they've left in their will. To loved ones.
Yes.
That's always in the news. What they should do is televise that, because if you think about it, what you could do is you get maybe members of Bruce's family or people that he's left stuff to, right? And then all of his worldly goods and chattels go past on a conveyor belt with an open door system, and they get to keep what they can remember of all of Bruce's stuff. And that is a fitting tribute.
That's better than my idea, which I thought they were going to get what they've left to each relative, put it on a card.
Yes.
And then the next relative would have to guess whether they got higher or lower.
Which one's that? Price is Right or Play Your Cards Right?
Play Your Cards Right.
Because he did the Price is Right as well, didn't he? And that had an element.
What's that?
That's the one where you had to guess the price, where he'd go, the toaster, and someone would have to guess how much that cost. So there's three ways of doing this. Then, in that case, guess the cost of Bruce's goods, and you get to keep them. I think that's what he'd want.
Yeah, well, I always thought we'd see the end of the world before we see Brucey off our television.
Yeah.
But that very much also happened, or very near to happening,
right?
While you were away, John, whilst you were gallivanting around wherever you went, North Korea decided that it felt the need to announce that it was going to bomb the US territory of Guam.
Mm.
Did you know about this?
I did. I remember thinking, wouldn't it be, what a weird thing to have happened if just World War III had started while I was away and could come back. Because I was, I'm not going to tell you where I was, because, you know, but I was somewhere in the world.
Were you?
Yeah. Oh. And if a world war had happened, I would have got caught up in that without really knowing. You know, one day I'd be, you know, happily there having a cocktail or something. The next day, I'd come down to breakfast, there'd be war. So it could have easily happened. So what was the reason for this?
I don't know. It's just an escalation of things. After that, Donald Trump tweeted that North Korea would be on the receiving end of two barrels, one marked fire and the other marked fury.
Fire and fury.
He basically, if it got any worse, he would have tweeted that he was going to open a can of whoop-ass on them.
Yeah. If you look at it, though, if you take Donald Trump's thoughts there, I mean, on one side, yes, there is fire, but on the other side, there's fury. And there's two sides to that, aren't there? You can't, you don't want to condemn one without the other, because at the end of, because some fury is fine, is upstanding, but fury gets a bad press due to a few bad furious apples, doesn't it? Whereas if you had fire and fury, which would win? Does fire, it's like paper, scissors, stone. Does fire burn fury, or does fury put out a fire?
I feel like fury could put out a fire.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay.
You'll never guess who made a big comeback while you were gone, actually.
Oh, now, was it... it wasn't Bruce Forsyth, was it?
No.
Was it Mrs. Thatcher?
No.
Was it cholera?
No. It was the Nazis.
Oh, the Nazis!
Yeah.
Oh.
So they forced their way into Charlotte... Sville, and which is a place.
Yes.
And they held a torch lit lantern march, and then another protest the tragic death of a civil rights activist by the name of Heather Heyer.
Yes.
Which was very sad.
Very sad. I did hear about that. Obviously that was controversial.
It's not all funny.
No, God, no.
No, of course. That's
serious. Let's be clear about that. But that opened up, obviously, this whole new argument about race relations in America. Mm-hmm. Very timely. That film Detroit's coming out the riots in Detroit in 67, was that? And again, Donald Trump came under criticism for this.
Yeah, well, he did a tweet saying that there were bad people on both sides, which is the famous thing. And lots of statues are being torn down, sort of illegally, but morally, many would argue were acceptable.
And he's arguing that, though, you can't destroy history, the great American monuments, etc.
I think it's a tough one for me and you to comment on, only because we're not Americans.
Well, Americans, and also
is one you should leave up to them.
In a way, yes, but Britain, given where this argument started, is very involved in the slave trade.
Oh yeah,
of course. Britain was a huge operator in the slave trade, so there are remnants of that terrible time still around. But do you then destroy the monuments, as it were, or the history of it? I don't know the answer to this. Is destroying the monuments destroying the history, or is it we reflect on that history, but the monument? Because, you know, there are revered presidents who were involved in who had plantations with slaves on, even while they were fighting slaves.
Yeah.
Even they still had slaves. So there's all of that to bear in mind. Mount Rushmore, you know, great big statue at the four heads
of
presidents.
Yeah.
You know, do you take that down because of presidents?
That'd be too big to take down.
Well, you could paint over it with a mountain. Just paint a mountain on the front. So you get rid of it. It's an interesting area. What else happened?
Well, lots of world leaders condemned what happened.
The sales in garden centre torches went up.
Yeah. Theresa May, of course, she immediately raced out to say what a disgrace it was that Big Ben wasn't going to bong, which obviously happened today. But this was also a big story last week. Literally everyone on talk radio was saying the word bong so much, it was like they handed over all editorial control to Ash Gould.
Yeah, well, it did sound like that, from what I hear.
Talking of giant bells in Parliament, Jacob Rees-Mogg has been throwing his top hat into the ring to become the next Prime Minister.
Jacob Rees-Mogg wants to become Prime Minister?
Yeah, so he told, I think it was a professor at lunch, and then this professor went and blabbed, which, brilliantly, I got a good line on this, an exclusive news line.
Yeah.
Because I was at a barbecue playing beer pong, and I texted Jacob Rees-Mogg, because I have his number from being political editor from those days.
Yeah, when you're political editor here during the election. Yeah.
And we got an exclusive text saying, this is his line. He said, "I've probably said too much already and feel that a period of silence on my part would be welcome." So that, to me, is no denial in that.
Yeah. And it's a shame, though, that Jacob Rees-Mogg has fallen silent. And I understand MPs are bowing their heads.
They're dabbing their faces in sadness.
Because Jacob Rees-Mogg has been noisy for a while, hasn't he? He's been there for quite a long time, sort of on the hour, quarter past the hour, half past the hour, whenever he's asked to speak. And now Jacob Rees-Mogg has fallen silent and by his own volition there. And, and that is a shame, and I wonder what, you know, what a sad day for democracy it is.
Finally, another story which you would have missed because it didn't actually make the news, but it's very big on Twitter, very big around the office. Talk Radio's very own Julia Attention Seeker, Hartley Brewer, got into another Twitter controversy.
Did she?
She tweeted this tweet: "My Uber driver just proudly told me that his car has zero emissions. I replied, I couldn't care less. Now he's looking sad." And then lots of people tweeted Julia going,
"I wish you had zero emissions."
yeah, literally. They're just like, what an unpleasant person you are. And like, literally, as big, she went on a Good Morning Britain about it all.
Did she?
For being very unpleasant to this man. I mean, I find, she was angry because she felt that this man said a political statement to her in a cab, and she just wants...
That's not like a cabbie, is it?
Yeah, I know. I mean, she literally found the first ever non-right-wing cab driver in London.
If you're listening to this and you are a non-right-wing cab driver, please get in touch to prove... Cornelius said that, basically. You've just called cab drivers Nazis there.
No, I did. I didn't say far right.
You're part of the problem.
No,
I was just
playing the fun stereotype game,
you're
John.
You're this alt-left that I've been hearing so much about.
That's, that's you. You know what I decided I am? An alt-centrist.
That's me as well.
I've made it up, and I'm sticking with it. I mean, disagree with everyone.
If the other ones can have their alts...
Yeah.
Why can't moderates?
But yeah, Julia Hartley Uber was the last story. That's all you've missed. You're now fully up to date.
I'm moderalt.
What's that?
I don't, it's an alt-moderate.
No.
Fine. In the next half an hour of the programme, cometh the hour, cometh the bonus news. Victoria will bring us bonus news very shortly indeed. After that, a game of band or robot, because Elon Musk of Tesla has today signed an open letter to the UN calling for them to... sort of cancel weapons programs involving killer robots. So we're going to play Band or Robot in the next half an hour. Just after 3:30, Victoria's here now with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Spanish police say a van driver they're searching for after last week's terror attacks is dangerous and could be armed. They've asked the public to share pictures they've tweeted of the 22-year-old as part of a Europe-wide search. Authorities have also confirmed a man found stabbed to death in Barcelona was killed by the terrorists. Catalan Justice Minister Carles Mundo has updated the number of casualties.
The total figure is now 15 dead, 7 women and 9 men, among them 2 children. All the victims have been identified, all families have been informed, and the bodies are at their families' and consulates' disposal so they can arrange for what they deem convenient.
North Korea's leader says a military exercise being carried out by America and South Korea risk triggering a nuclear war. Kim Jong-un says the US is pouring gasoline on the fire as tensions tighten in the region. Earlier this month, President Trump pledged to answer Pyongyang's aggression with fire and fury after its biggest nuclear test to date. Prosecutors say some types of online abuse in England and Wales will be treated as seriously as offences which happen in person. It's part of new guidance on handling hate crimes, which include details to help disabled and bisexual victims. It's claimed female football fans were made to lift their tops and show their bras before being allowed into a stadium. Grimsby Town supporters are calling for an urgent investigation by Stevenage over what happened on Saturday. The club says it's aware of the allegations. And an estimated 250 million people will watch a total eclipse across the US later. It's the first time one will span the country in almost a century. The weather dry for most tonight, rain in some northern regions. Humid in the south with lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow, rain across Scotland will fizzle out before more heavy rain spreads into Northern Ireland. Further south will be brighter and significantly warmer with a few showers. Highs of 23. There's more in just under half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news, of course. Now, this is why we do it. Victoria's bulletins are shorter, smaller, thinner than they used to be. And so we must make the time up. 2 minutes is not the length of a news bulletin, is it, by anyone's standards?
That one was 2 minutes 14.
But that's still too small. And that's why we bring you bonus news. A, it makes the time up because Victoria gets paid the same money for doing fewer
words.
The
right decision.
And we bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news to keep you up to date on everything. Today, it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Beetroot burgers are replacing beef on the barbecue. So, apparently, one in four shoppers are cutting down on their meat consumption over the last 6 months. And so, supermarkets, food shops are offering vegetable alternatives which are proving popular. Beetroot burgers.
But if you put, have you had one?
No, but I want to try one. I keep seeing them and I'm like,
so it's just a slice of beetroot?
No. It's in a patty.
Right.
Like a beef. It looks like a beef patty, but a bit pinker.
What's
purpler.
Mixed with it?
I don't know.
It'll probably be like beans, won't it? That's what veggie burgers
a lot of
are normally
are,
made.
Yeah.
Because if it's just beetroot, that's just a
it's
lot
not,
of beetroot.
I don't think it's just beetroot. They look the most burger like apart from, say, like corn ones.
Or burgers.
Non meat, I'm referring to. But apparently the trend is being led by young people, driven by bloggers and vloggers.
Snowflakes.
I know. But there's also the link between eating red meat and cancer and concerns about animal welfare and the environment. So there you go.
Right, beet burgers.
Beet burgers.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Vegetable news.
Yes, indeed. Onto now a study which claims women are naturally attracted to the body odour of men who eat more vegetables than those who eat lots of carbs. So
I thought if you ate just vegetables, I thought vegetarians. Correct, you're one of these people. But do your emissions, to put it politely, smell worse than a meat eater's emissions?
I haven't done any kind of scientific study. And we're not talking about those kind of emissions.
No, but it must
we're
be.
Talking about, say, like...
Body odour.
Yeah, like BO.
But it's all
armpits.
Part of the same sort of thing, isn't it? The way the body breaks down the meat and the veg. It flies in the face of what we know, or what we think we know to be the truth. That
no,
vegetarians
but this is on
stink.
A... What? John, that's such a ludicrous thing to say. You're saying all vegetarians stink?
Yes.
Do you think I stink?
Yes.
Have you tried to smell me? Or do I have such a stench that it's so bad in the studio and you've just never thought to say anything about it?
I'm just being polite. But no, but the
don't smell bad. The I've got lovely perfume.
The smell of a vegetarian's emission is considered worse.
It's run out, so press the button. Yeah, come on.
The music's
on. Yeah, come on.
Shall I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You're already running late. I thought it was more just more frequent.
I thought
rather than stench.
Right.
Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the scientific study.
Mm.
So the diets of men were analysed. They were then given clean T-shirts to wear and made to exercise. And then women had to rank how attractive they smelt. So they...
And would have had to pay those women quite a lot, I imagine.
I don't know anything about that.
To smell sweaty T-shirts.
All in the name of science. So,
or find some perverts willing to do it for free.
Yeah.
Not dwelling on that point. So there's a link between scent and attraction, which came about as part of evolution. And apparently, depending on how your sweat smells, it shows how healthy you are. And so men who ate more fruit and veg were rated as smelling more attractive and healthy than men who ate a lot of carbs. While men who ate lots of meats were described as having a more intense smell, but that smell was not considered to be bad.
Interesting science there. Good story. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
And finally, a tiny gecko has been removed from a Chinese man's ear.
This isn't vegetable news.
Wait for it. The man in his 30s woke up from a snooze with severe itching and discomfort.
Yep.
So he went to hospital where the doctors pulled out the gecko, but it doesn't have a tail. And medics still don't know where the tail is.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
What's this
Where's
to do
vegetable?
With vegetables?
Oh, so the vegetable link is...
Is the man named, like, Barry Marrow or something?
No. The doctor who helped has advised that if this happens to you, then you should relax and drip vegetable oil into your ear to calm the unwanted invader down and then go to hospital ASAP. The end.
Right.
There we go.
Good advice. Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right.
Tomorrow, it's mineral news in the same time. So if it's happening in the world of mineral, or it's about an animal but involves somehow tenuously getting to a mineral, just as that one did with vegetables, then...
No!
What?
I think tomorrow might be fungus news.
The second Tuesday.
Oh, is it the second?
Or is it the third? I can't remember.
Oh, it's fine. It's the fourth one tomorrow. Ignore me.
Not fungus
fourth
news.
Tuesday, yes. Yeah,
there
so
was a fungus
news.
Story while you were away too. So this Japanese fungus had made about 200 people in the UK ill.
Oh.
That was quite a big story.
I love, I love it when we have a production meeting on air.
Sorry.
So good. Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right.
There, that's it. That was bonus vegetable news. We'll be playing a game of Band or Robot next.
Online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake falling into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Blue Circle Cement, 25 kilograms, was £3.54, now just £3. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them. Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only, order renews at £9.99 unless cancelled.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Lancashire, we have one lane closed, stop-start traffic and delays due to recovery work and an overturned van. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 32 and junction 33 for Galgate, with congestion back to junction 31A. In Greater Manchester, slow traffic due to an earlier broken down car. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise at junction 16 for Pendlebury, with congestion back to junction 18. And in Cheshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 16 and junction 70 for Sandbach. I'm Sammy Jolo.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, well, you've missed most of it, but it's all right because shortly there will be a game of Band or Robot. I'll explain why in a moment. It's part of the news. That's why it's there. A lot in the news today. Of course, there's this collision between a US warship, a destroyer no less, and a Singaporean oil tanker. That's very much making up the news today. The eclipse in America, of course, is very much in the news today. There's a lot. The Big Ben has fallen silent. Like that. There's a lot of in the news. The news is very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right, we're here to help. Because we bring the news to you simplified, and we simplify it by, well, exposing it to Japanese poetry. Short form Oriental verse versus current affairs. It's the news in haikus.
Big Ben stops bonging, but it's fine, there's plenty more bells in Parliament.
The news in haikus, the details of the main news with you from four, with Victoria, of course, and Sam Delaney with you on Drive. We are just getting reports that the van driver suspect in the Barcelona attacks of last week, who has been on the run, subject of a manhunt, of course, over the past few days, has been arrested. That is the top line story. We don't know any more details than that at the moment, but we will be confirming it as the afternoon wears on. And Sam, I'm sure, will be having all of those details after 4 o'clock, as I say. But that breaking news, that the van driver suspect from those Barcelona attacks has been arrested by Spanish police, as far as we are led to understand. Now, before that, though, before 4 o'clock, there's still time to talk about Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk is the CEO of Tesla, the electric car company, of course, and he signed an open letter to the UN today calling for them to place weaponized robots, killer robots, soldiers made of robot, into the same category as chemical weapons and ban them from use in the theatre of war. This is because, killer robots are not necessarily the way to go, due to the fact that the signatories to the letter believe it will make war easier in some ways and, you know, actually end up killing more people because of the lack of human sacrifice involved by human soldiers. That's the gist of it. The UN are to debate whether or not they're going to add it to those list of illegal and banned weapons under various conventions. However, to celebrate all of that news, we're going to play a game of Band or Robot. It's very simple. We've got a list of things. It's either the name of a robot, fictional or real, or the name of a band. But which is it? Well, to find out, let's meet today's contestant. I don't know why I said it like that. She's called Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
I'm sort of auditioning for the gap left by Sir Bruce. I think that's why I did it like that. If I'm honest.
Let's play the band or the robot.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Don't do that.
All right. So, Laura, nice to have you on. Laura, to have you on, nice. What do you do, Laura?
I'm a teaching assistant.
A teacher? You assist teachers, do you?
Yeah, basically. I do most of the work.
Yeah, that's. I thought you'd say that. Yeah, of course. Do the heavy lifting in many ways.
Exactly, yeah. The backbone.
Which is presumably the fat kids or something. I don't know. Anyway, so, Laura, where do you teach? Where do you assist the teachers or do the main work?
In a primary school.
Fine. All right, well, look, what's your knowledge of weaponized robotics like?
It's all right.
Yeah, good. Good. Wasn't expecting that answer. You like your knowledge of music as well, Laura?
Less good.
Fewer. Mm. Fine. All right. Well, look, you're going to be playing a game of Band or Robot. You're going to be playing it against Cornelius, paid intern Cornelius.
Oh, hi.
Who is here?
Hi, Laura.
So all you have to do, and you'll take it in turns, Laura, go between the two of you, and all you have to do is say Band or Robot according to what I call out and according to what you firmly believe what I call out to firmly be. I hope that's vaguely clear, Laura. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Harry, assistant producer Harry, will be keeping score. So here we go with Band or Robot. Here we go. And it's alphabetical order, of course. Laura versus Cornelius. Laura first. Dragon Runner. Dragon Runner, Laura.
Band.
is a robot, I'm afraid. Dragon Runner is a small remote-controlled robot that is already being used in urban combat. So it's a Dragon Runner. Cornelius, Talos. Talos.
How's Talos being spelled?
T-A-L-O-S, like that helps you.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Here is Talos. Please welcome. Oh. Please welcome Talos.
Band.
No, it's a robot.
Oh.
But you'd say please welcome him if he was coming in, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, or a robot convention or something
it's
like
hard
that.
For him,
exhibition.
Hard for him to do that though, because he's a 60-foot high copper statue. Of that was in Jason the Argonauts. Do you remember Jason the Argonauts?
No.
No, never mind. Greek mythology. It's it doesn't matter. Anyway, you didn't get the point. Laura, band or robot? Gort. Gort.
Robot.
Yes, from the day the earth stood still. Very good. Cornelius, Brahman.
I'm going to go robot.
It is a robot. Weirdly, it's in an episode of Thunderbirds. Brains from Thunderbirds invents a robot called Brahman. Yeah. Mm. That tells us more about Brains than we previously understood. Seven Zark Seven. Laura.
Band.
No, Seven Zark Seven is a robot from Battle of the Planets, the 1980s cartoon. Never mind. L7. Cornelius.
Band.
Yes, they were an all-girl band, might still be. Famously appeared on Channel 4's The Word, where one of them flashed her Lady Garden. True. Live television, Channel 4. Fatal Error. Laura.
Band.
Yes, Belgian acid house band. Good.
Sounds great.
Rick Deckard.
Robot.
Ah. Ambiguous. Because Rick Deckard, of course, was played by Harrison Ford in the film Blade Runner.
Which is robots.
Which is replicants, robots, I'll give you that. But we don't know, really, whether or not Rick Deckard was a replicant or a human. The jury is still out. Maybe resolved by the forthcoming sequel. But we don't know at this time. So I'm giving you no points.
Oh, you never give me any points.
I know. Laura, Pocket Venus.
Robot.
Band. Pocket Venus. Or a band. Silver Swan. Cornelius.
Band.
Robot. Silver Swan is a robot. So it's a clockwork music box in the shape of a swan. It's not used as a weapon of war, but it is. Coppelia. Coppelia.
Robot.
Yes, from a ballet in 1870, would you believe? So it's not only laughing and then being entertained, but also learning, Laura, aren't we? Learning there.
Just like a teaching system. I can teach my kids this.
There you go, you see. good news. Warpath. Warpath.
Band.
No, robots. Oh, one of the Transformers.
I've seen a war paint.
Nah, no, Warpath, one of the Transformers. Thundercracker.
Band.
No, another one of the Transformers. Thundercracker, one of the little Transformers there. Cornelius, Nancy.
Band.
Nancy.
Is it a singer like Nancy Cartwright or someone?
No, it's a band. It's a motorbike, a Transformer motorbike called Nancy. I'm not making that up. That is true. That's a rubbish name for Transformer, isn't it? Here comes Optimus Prime. Here comes Starscream. Here comes Nancy. Not scary. Cabbage.
Band?
Yes. Is the right answer. Cabbage. Cabbage was is a band. That's weird. Anyway, PWRDTTM. PWRDTTM.
That definitely sounds like a robot to me, John.
Is it a robot? No, it's a band. Yeah. It's a band. They sang the song I Wanna Boy.
That's fine.
Sunstreaker. Laura.
Robot.
Sunstreaker is a robot. That is correct. I think it's another Transformer, isn't it? Vagabond. Vagabond.
Oh, it's me. I'm going to go with Band, John.
Band is right. They are
An
indie band from New York. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
Finally, or almost finally, DJ Roomba. DJ Roomba Laura?
Both.
Stop trying to be clever.
robot.
But it is a robot. It's a robot.
Hedging your bets there.
It's a robotic vacuum
One
cleaner.
One of the two.
Robotic vacuum cleaner. Robot is good. And finally, Cornelius, sex bot.
A band.
Is a robot from the film Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine. So let us go now to Harry, assistant producer Harry, who has been keeping score. Harry.
Hello.
What are the scores?
Cornelius had 3 points.
3 points.
Laura has won with five.
5 points! Good work, Laura. Good work to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You can go now, Laura, safely tooled up in the knowledge of both robotics and bands. It's Band or Robot on Talk Radio. So that's just about it from us today. To come tomorrow, by the way, on the programme. It's Tuesday, so there will, in this spot, be a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. If you don't know what that is, allow me to explain. It's like the game Buckaroo, but instead of with a donkey, where you pile upon it tools such as pickaxes, ropes and so forth, what we do instead is we get a millennial snowflake. Metaphorically speaking, bend them over and hang trigger words upon them and trigger phrases. And when they kick off,
I walked into the room
space,
the wrong place there.
Yeah, you walk back in on the words, bend them over.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I was just like, I know I left the room for literally 1 minute, yeah. But I know you struggle without someone to talk to.
Yeah, obviously, as you can tell.
He didn't realise he was talking. That was the bad thing.
I was just sort of speaking my inner thoughts.
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah,
my inner dialogue. Yeah,
kind of weird. Your eyes were wide open and vacant, and you were just muttering about bending people over.
Which, of course, was the game.
Is the game Snowflake Buckaroo, where we like the donkey, we hang trigger words on them until they kick off and run to this. Anyway, we'll do that tomorrow. Sam Delaney's here. Hello, Sam.
Hi, John. Yeah, it's great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
You look tanned, luxuriantly tanned, I would describe it as, healthy and attractive.
That's lovely.
So that's that out the way.
Yep.
We are going to be giving you the latest from Barcelona. We're going to be talking about why trolls are awful and will now be treated like common street thugs by the law.
Yep.
And we'll also have Paul Dunan joining me to tell me all about what his time in the Big Brother house was like. So, as always, you know, mixed bag of great stuff.
That's good. Don't forget, tomorrow, by the way, you can keep suggestions coming in. We are sending a new assistant producer, for the time being, out into the streets, specifically Parliament Square, where tomorrow he will replace the bongs in the afternoon with a noisy thing of your choosing. So get your suggestions in, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with your suggestion.
We'll be doing it tomorrow. We'll be back 1 till 4. Sam Delaney next. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.